B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz, how you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got
shame.
It. Here he comes.
Shame.
Rock the baby to sleep and
shame.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
What everybody's made of. Two big games. And it better be two. They got a win tonight. Force game seven on Sunday. And you got to get past this round. This is the round that has haunted them. The round that has been their brick wall. They have to run through it. And they made it very difficult. You got to win two in a row, including a game seven in Miami. This is it. Now, they can compartmentalize and focus on tonight, and then you focus on Sunday. But the story is, you got to win the next two. You got to get past this round. This round has been their block, right? It's their mountain that they got to get through it. You can't win it all if you don't get out of the second round. And they got to get through it. They got to win tonight. They got to go out and they got to flex tonight. I think tonight's a maxi game. I think tonight back on home rims. I think Maxie's the one who gets it going. Listen, we all want Embiid to be the Embiid that we know he can, and I expect him to give you that 27 and 12 rebounds, that sort of thing. But tonight's the big shots, the big runs, like that's going to be a Maximus. That's a Maximus. Crowd going off. It's on a kid. I don't ever know what to expect from Hart. From game to game, he's a mystery. From game to game, it's I can't even predict it. You'd be a fool to predict it because you don't know who's showing up. Is it the game four Harden that we saw, who was probably the best we've seen him since he became a Sixer, certainly since those first handful of games? Is it the playing pretty well as a point guard Harden, who you need to win, and you can win with that Harden. With that beard, you can win. If he's facilitating and he's running a good point, you can win with that beard. Or is it the bad beard? And we've seen the bad beard where turns the ball over, where he's not taking control of the game, where he can't get around guys. There's one of three Hardens. And two of the Hardens you can win with. The one Harden you can't. Now, I'm expecting middle Harden tonight, but again, you never know which Harden you're going to get, which of the beards you're going to get. And I got to believe in this kind of game, you're going to go get the good quality beard that's going to facilitate, you know, maybe hit a couple step backs and give you 17 points and 11 assists. I mean, that's you get that, they're going to win, and there's a game seven. I do think they win. I think they're a better team. I think they're at least on par with them. Put it that way. I don't know about those two teams I watched last night, but I look at this Miami team, and I do think they're better than this Miami team. I do. I believe it. Say I'm crazy or whatever. They got to get through this mental block of whatever this round does to them. This round just makes them melt historically. And now they're looking up at a 3-2 deficit, and they got to win. That's it. You know, you got to get, listen, you go on and you play Milwaukee, or if Boston comes back and you play Boston, then, and you lose, you know, I'm not going to be happy, but I go, all right, well, come back at it, get the bench fixed, and let's go. But you got to get past this Heat team. This is a one-dimensional, there's no Kyle Lowry. It's a one-dimensional Heat team with Jimmy Butler doing his thing, and then it's fill-ins, right? It's Tyler Hero or Strus or Vincent, right? Like, that's what it is. You know, Bam, when Joe's out, like, that's, you know, you got to be able to win. You got to be able to win. You got to win this series. Be a bad loss, I think. I would be extremely disappointed if they didn't come back and, you know, you lose an epic game seven. I'm really not happy because you got to get past it. But, you know, what you can't do is you can't lose tonight. There's got to be a game seven because this is where your medal is tonight. METTLE. Good morning, Chunas.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm pensive.
Okay. I feel good. I feel great. I felt great after they lost about game six. Like
I told you yesterday I felt good. Yeah. I thought they were gonna win.
Like I think they're winning this game and then we'll get right back to it for game seven. You know, you and I will react tomorrow and we'll do play the song and get nuts for game seven. Sunday morning I'll do the show. I'll probably bother you to call in and we'll talk about it. I'll have some fun. But, you know, obviously we have to focus on tonight first, but I do feel good about it. There's no way, like, that game 2 nights ago, they sucked. Like, they were a bad basketball team, or looked like a bad basketball team, but let's face it, they are not a bad basketball team. Like, they don't suck, right? They're not a team that's going to get blown out by 35 points. They're not the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are tanking and are playing guys you never heard of toward the end of the regular season. They just had a bad night, man, and I don't see a back-to-back poor performance like that. I really don't. I think the shooting's going to improve. I think Joel Embiid's going to have a better attitude on the court because that's number one, right? If he's moping around, then
listen, no shot if it's a mope. I don't expect Joe to have anything like that.
Like something that we could all do today to have a little fun because I do think the Sixers win and I think they cover. Live lines are a beautiful thing. Let me watch and see the first 2 or 3 minutes what Joel Embiid's attitude is. And if he's in a good mood, right, then I load up on the Sixers because I go, all right, the Sixers are winning this game. If he's in a bad mood, then that's a different story. And then I got to figure out what the hell's going on with Embiid. But if all is right in the world with Joe, and obviously he's still dealing with all the pain in his face and his hand, but still, if all is right in the world in terms of his attitude, they win tonight. And I feel good when we get set for game seven. You're spot on. If you get to the Eastern Conference Finals and you lose, look, Milwaukee just won the NBA title last year. And they're back for more. They're doing this without Chris Middleton. You know what I mean? Like, Giannis is pretty much doing it by himself with Drew Holiday helping out. I mean, Drew Holiday was ridiculous down the stretch defensively yesterday. But that team's still determined. And Boston, they're playing them tight, but I still think Milwaukee's just the better team. And Milwaukee's they're better than the Sixers. They are. It's okay to admit that. I think the Sixers can fight hard in that series, but let's get there first. Let's get to the Eastern Conference Finals first, and step one is tonight, and I think they take care of business.
Yeah, I can't even, you know, look at, I watched the game last night, and those two teams, it was an epic.
It's different basketball.
It was an epic game. I mean, I just got to put that aside. Like, tonight is, all right, Let's see how you respond after a clunker. We remember how they responded after the clunker against Toronto. Right? When they had the Game 5 clunker, they showed up in Game 6. That game was on the road. And they played a great game.
Yeah.
Very similar situation, except it's not a series closer now. It's the force of Game 7. I got to believe that tonight is a Sixer win. I mean, you say you feel good. I agree with you. I feel good, too. But to me, it's not just about tonight. It's about tonight and Sunday.
Of course.
It's a package deal. Like, you got to get through this round, Junis. Like, this round has been that block of granite, that brick wall, whatever analogy you want to use. That's what that thing has been. You got to bust through it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long time now. You can't get through this round.
Haven't made it past the second round since they reached the Eastern Conference Finals in 2001 with Allen Iverson, and they went to the finals that year. It's been a long time, man. I was 7 years old. I know it. So I would love to see that happen because it's, I don't know if it's a mental block at this point. I don't know what it is, but you got to get out of round two. You're right. It's been a long time, and they should be able to do it against this team. From the beginning of the playoffs, you and I were on the same page. The Heat are a team they match up well with. Now, it sucks that Embiid's got the torn ligament in his thumb. He's got the face injury with the fractured orbital bone. He had a concussion. There's a lot going on with the best player in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and I do think part of what you saw the other night was the back. When he goes into the stands and he wrenches the back, he looks like a guy that just needs like a week off, right? Like where he is someone, and I got to get I'm sorry. I will go through and I need to go through all of my social media to get you guys a proper praise. Someone, when we talked about doing our own MVP trophy, you know that whole that incredible, that work of art where you had the world on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
But shame on me. I'm still a little delirious. That, it feels like Embiid, right? That feels like what Embiid is right now, that he's carrying everything.
Atlas,
thank you. And it feels like that's what Embiid is like right now. And this is where I said it yesterday. I said I thought all the culprits, I got to go back to Harden. Like Harden, the reason why I got to go back to the beard is he played so well in Game 4 that when he sees his big man, you know, struggle a little bit, he's got to pick him up.
Yeah.
And again, when he sees the offense and they're struggling with, you know, taking care of the basketball and they're sloppy and they're lacking focus, that's on the point guard. Point guard's got to step in there. I'm not asking to drop 35. I'm not asking for Game 4. I'm asking, I need you to play point, to help control tempo, to calm your team down. That's what I said yesterday, and that's what I believe. All that said, I think he plays better tonight. I think Joe plays better tonight. But I think what's going to happen tonight is you're going to see Maxey back at home. You're going to see him have one of those downpours of points where he scores, you know, 13 points in 4 minutes.
Right.
And I believe that's why they're going to win tonight.
Yeah, and you know that the home-friendly rims, that's going to help a guy like Danny Green hit a couple of shots. And you need that. You got to have a couple of shots from Danny Green. Thibault might hit a three tonight. Like, you do need the role players to do a little bit. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. There's no way Embiid has the same performance that he had last game. And I'm not asking for 40 points. He's not going to give you 40 points at this point with everything going on. But if he can get that mid-20 range, if Harden can get to mid-20s, if Maxey can get to mid-20s, I mean, that's what we were saying from the very beginning. When Harden was first acquired, we talked about three of the four and Embiid, Harden, Maxey, and Harris need to each come away with like 75 points, close to 80, where one of them has a little bit more than the others. And then you have your 15-plus from Harris or 15-plus from Maxey, depending on who the other guy is. And then you have your role players chiming in for to get you over 100. It's playoff basketball. It's different. We're not scoring as many points. So they can get there. And you're right. I mean, Maxey's been great at home in this series, especially with the crowd behind him. I feel great tonight, man. Shame on me, right? But I feel great tonight.
No, it's not a shame on you. I agree. I agree with you. I feel the same way. I'm in that mode. I believe that they're going to win. I said yesterday, I felt the same thing. I think they win tonight. No shame. I agree. I think they're going to win. Now, they still have to do it.
Yeah.
Because anytime you felt supremely confident, like going into the closeout against Toronto, they didn't do it. So you got to do it. You got to finish the job. You got to come in focused. I feel confident they will. But this is a package deal. This is not just tonight. It's just tonight and Sunday.
Yeah, because losing in seven is not going to make any better.
If they lose in this round, they don't eclipse this round, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking finals, you know, months ago when the trade first happened.
And you go and you lose to a team that I think you match up with. I think that's a disappointment.
Especially when they're banged up, too, right? Like, Kyle Lowry is obviously out. Jimmy Butler's not 100%.
Let's be real with that Heat team. I mean, seriously. You got Jimmy. Now, where's your other stars?
Closest one to it is Tyler Hero.
He's not a star.
It's closest to it.
I mean, I'd say Bam's closer to stardom than Tyler Hero. I mean, he is what he is. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, all right, let's keep going. Strus, please. Like, you're gonna give me PJ Tucker? Like, you know, again.
Nah, he's just more of a thorn.
You gotta win. You're gonna give me the dead man walking?
Yeah, no.
Dwayne dead man?
Yeah, and he gave him decent minutes last game. That can't happen.
I mean, come on now. Duncan Robinson doesn't even play. You know, you got Oladipo I like, who should be here, but whatever, it's another situation. But this isn't a great, like, you know, again, you play Boston, Milwaukee, all right, like I'm not sitting here thumping my chest.
Yeah, you gotta stop a bunch of guys.
Like, I mean, those teams are deep.
Yes.
Those teams are deep with true talent. You know, the Sixers, their five is better than Miami's five. If you include Hero in there,
mm-hmm.
their five is better than their five. You gotta win, man.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. They've matched up well with this team since before the playoffs started, and it sucks that they were down 0-2 to start because Embiid was out. If Embiid's not hurt, who knows where the series is right now. Do I think they win in 4 or 5? No, I don't. But I thought from the beginning they'd win this series in 6 or 7. I also didn't think they'd be coming from behind to win it in 7. So it sucks that you missed Embiid for the first two games. But you saw how they looked when he first came back, when he was in a good headspace, right?
Here's the other thing. I'm with you. The other momentous thing happening today, and it is, and it sounds crazy, but I've been doing this for 20 freaking years, Junis. Before it was a thing, we would get nuts. There was a guy by the name of Derek Boyko, who was the Eagles PR guy.
He's in Buffalo now.
Correct. Yes. He's in Buffalo, his hometown. He's with Sean. Does a great job. I love Derek, right? So Derek, I used to hound him. Dude, let me know when you get the schedule. And this is before there was a prime time unveiling.
Right, like a little 2-hour show, right. Yeah.
And we have a guy, Oni, who is actually from Philadelphia, who is a part of the schedule maker. And I would all of a sudden I would get the hookup, right? And look at this. And then I would be writing him down, and I would read it during the show.
That's awesome.
It would always happen. It always went down around this time. So tonight's now it's the prime time. But we know the leaks are out. And I love the schedule. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is. But there's something about this schedule that I absolutely love. I love planning it. I love thinking about it. I love the connection with football and the holidays. It's my happy place, Junis. And here's what we know so far. That the Eagles will open up in Detroit.
W! 1-0!
September 11th. Eagles-Lions to start the season. And then we know week two, the home opener, as a part of a doubleheader on ABC and ESPN, Eagles-Vikings, the Vikes.
And that's a must-win game, man. That's a must-win
game. But we hate the Vikes, and we hate their fans.
That early in the season, must-win game to go to 2-0 in the season.
And then, dude. Christmas Eve. Are you kidding me? Christmas Eve, Junis. Eagles, Cowboys.
Hey, Philadelphia, Merry Christmas.
Ah, that's freaking beautiful, man. I freaking love it. Love it. All right, lots to get to. We're just getting started. Today, we got a big game. It's game six, Dateline, South Philadelphia.
Yeah, this one's actually a must-win game.
Yes, there is no joke, man. All right, now let me tell you about the Bet Parks app. Now, this is a perfect time to kind of dive into the Bet Parks app. So, first of all, you got to download it on your phone. Second of all, the Sixers are a slight favorite on the Bet Parks app. Now, I think there's a good way to suss this thing out. I think you got to go over Embiid. I think you go over Maxey. I think your team total is a little bit low. Like, I think the way judging this series, you could see them scoring. I also think the bet of the day, Sixers in the first quarter. I would go Sixers first quarter, Sixers first half, but certainly in the first quarter. They're going to come out and they're going to be focused in the first quarter. They're going to get out to a lead. Now, I don't know what happens. You know, at halftime, I think they win the game, so I'm guessing that they hold on to it. But the bet of the day on the Bet Parks app to me is the first quarter. Grab it and then enjoy the game. Bet Parks app, get a risk-free bet up to $750. You got to be in PA. You got to be 21. Just remember, you got to be in New Jersey or PA. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
What's your prediction for the fight then?
Prediction?
Yes.
Prediction.
Pain.
You know what's funny? The only thing that really concerns me about tonight is the fact that I feel so good about it. It's like that weird. Now, it's different. Going into Toronto, game six, I felt it in my bones that they were going to win. A lot of people did not think they were going to win. I felt it in my bones they were going to win. I'm more expecting them to win. I don't feel it. I expect them to win. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes sense that they would win because they're going to come out and they're going to play more focused and they're going to play with desperation. That's what happens in closeout games.
Wait, so are you more confident when you feel or expect?
Feel.
Okay, because I feel.
Good.
Like, I feel that they're going to win today. I mean, I came in yesterday morning, did the crossover, and they're like, "Are you angry?" I'm like, "Yeah, but they're winning tomorrow night, right?" Like, it's just
Yeah, I mean,
right
but,
away.
But I said the same thing, right? Like, and I go, yeah, yeah. Like, but that's a that's more intellectual. Like, you go, all right. Well, they're going to show up tomorrow. Like tonight, let's look at this. Let's look at the game. So they're a 2-point favorite tonight.
Yes.
In the first quarter, they're minus one. And you're going to tell me that they're not going to come out and play their ass off?
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, dude, they were sleepwalking and were down 10 before we knew it last game. That's not happening. That's not happening. Now, again, I would implore to do the live line after like the first 2 minutes of the game to see what Joel Embiid you get. Because if Joel Embiid seems like the guy you saw in games 3 and 4, I'm not even saying talent. I'm saying he seems like he's, you know, got a better attitude out there. Then they're winning this game. And then you know, giddy up. Get ready for game 7. And I get it. You're right. It doesn't just, tonight doesn't just matter. It also matters game 7 because you can't see them losing in the second round again. No, nobody can. I don't think anybody can stomach another second round elimination.
No.
Because they were going to do the whole thing all over again.
No.
And you think the last couple of off seasons were crazy? Like with Ben Simmons wanting to be traded 2 days later? This offseason's going to be crazy. We're going to be talking about James Harden, Tobias Harris.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't think it's going to be as dramatic.
You have to have an overhaul on the bench.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean, I don't think the big guys are going to get moved. I don't think that they're...
You think Tobias sticks around?
I do. Now, we'll see. He's the only one that's got a chance. We'll see if Morey moves him. He may.
I could see him move him, especially if it adds to the bench, because, you know...
But I was focusing more on Harden. He's not going anywhere.
No. No,
he'll be back, and they'll figure it out whether...
He's not going to make more money anywhere else, right? So he'll pick up his, what is it, $47 million?
Well, he can opt in, or he opts out, and then they sign him to the long-term deal, which is scary, right? Like,
right.
You know, that's something... That'll be the conversation. Like, you want to know the conversation on Monday? God forbid they're out. The conversation on Monday starts, are you going to go tie him up?
Yeah. Now, there's been the reports that he would do a long-term deal not at max money, which, okay.
Listen, we'll see on that, any of that stuff.
I know.
I mean, I don't want to hear about reports now. I mean, you know, listen, the one guy, we're talking about players. And listen, I would never begrudge them. You get a max contract, you got to get a max contract. It is what it is. Now, I don't know. Again, I don't know what he does. It's more the slot, right? Like, you need the Harden slot. Now, the Tobias thing is interesting because that's a slot. Now, could you flip him? See, it's funny. I don't know that Beal's the right fit.
Yeah, it'd be tough with him and Maxey.
Well, not even that. It's like you're very thin.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry, not thin. You're very slow and deliberate. Because Beal's slow, too.
Yeah, and then if you could move Harris and get, like, legit bench guys, right? Or, like, other starters.
But I think you got to get bench guys regardless. Well, yeah. And that's where you go to LeBron, come join us off season. We got, you know, we got a title chance. And you go grab guys for the minimum. You're not spreading that money. I think it's more important to use the Tobias as a slot to give you a big three. That's a max contract. You can't just...
So you on the LeBron train with me?
LeBron?
Yeah.
No. What? What's LeBron?
The 1 year. The 1 year of LeBron.
I mean, you know, I'm going to turn it down, but I don't think that's an answer. You're going to be slow again. I mean, LeBron, you know, would I do it? Yeah, I would do it, but there's got to be something. I'm trying to look for a fix. I don't know who the fix is.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great conversation. I mean,
you know, just thinking about it,
Dame Lillard is going to pop up again. Like, you know, that's not done.
No, not with Harden. You're not going to have Lillard. Harden's the point guard. So that's not happening. You're going to look at a wing player.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to look for. You're going to look for the best wing available. You know what's interesting is that, you know, or like a dynamic four that could stretch the floor, like it's a Sabonis type. But you're going to need somebody that is a wing that faces the basket, that can shoot it.
You need some athleticism.
Score, but right, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you definitely need some athleticism.
Yeah, his team doesn't have it.
And that's why Beal, you know, I love Beal, but he don't play defense either. And he's not the quickest guy on the planet either.
It'll drop you 40.
Yeah, I mean, again, you're still small, though. You know, if you move to Tobias, you need another 3-4 type guy. You know?
Which you could get.
All right. Is that easy? I mean, I'm just looking for different, you know, spots. Now, but that's...
Step one, win the night.
But again, that's... I was about to say, I don't want to have this conversation yet. I would love to be in run it back mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go, boys, run it back. But you got to win the next two games. And then we'll take a deep breath and see what Milwaukee-Boston brings us. I'll tell you one thing. That Giannis, he's something, man.
Yeah, he just loves the ball, man.
And he is, you know, it's funny. Well, you look, and I brought this up before, so I'm not, this is not reactionary. But I said, if not Embiid, then Giannis, not Jokic.
Right.
I said, if not Embiid is the MVP, then the Joker. Like, to me, look at how good that team, no Middleton, and look what he's carrying them.
He's dropping 40.
He's amazing.
Getting elbowed in the face by his own teammate. Getting stitched up, going right back out there. Cut me, Mick.
Yeah. Yeah. Tremendous. All right. Man. You ready? Let's talk to our friends. Are we ready out there for tonight? Sean gets us started. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. Gosh, I'm excited, but what's the word you use, Anthony? I'm just cautious.
You're filled with angst.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of agita. this is the deal. I honestly think, like, for Miami, it's almost a blessing in disguise with Lowry. When Lowry was in the game the last two games that we won.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't think he made a three. He's not the same guy. He's older. He's got the hamstring. So him being out actually hurts us. And then the other observation, and this was on Doc Rivers, and honestly, I saw it with Brett Brown. We saw it every year. I don't know what happens, but we get in these games, fives and sixes. Embiid's got to be down on the block, man. He's too far outside. We have no rebounding. And Bam Adebayo is a fantastic defensive player. He's, what, 6'9", 6'8"?
Yeah, I hear you. He's got to be down there, and when they pack it down in the zone, I agree with you. And there are times when you got to get a. I'm not saying you got to live down there, but there are times when you need a bucket to go down there. I agree with you.
Well, how do we fix that? That's got to be Joel, doesn't it? I mean, I don't know. Like, Brett Brown couldn't figure it out either. I watch the game, and the offense gets stagnant, and he's sitting there on a 3-point line, waiting for Harden to dribble and pass off, like. He's got to give us more down low. And honestly, like...
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I get it. At times, I think he does have to get a little deeper. Now, they're going to try to push him out, though. Remember, that's what happens. And they push him out to the perimeter, and that's kind of how you see when they double, triple. But if they do that, Sean, that's where other guys have to
Tobias
got to
post up.
Well, yeah, and also Harden's got to knock down shots.
Yes. The only other observation I was going to have is how does Doc get Maxey going in the first half? Like, that's the other piece to me that's missed.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's when he starts, and thanks, Sean. It's a good conversation. It's ultimately why for the playoffs I wanted to bring him off the bench. Because he would have the ball in his hands. Think about it, right? When you start the game, you're going to try to establish Embiid. Big man gets his touches right off the bat. You got Harden that you want to feed. right? You're going to feed Tobias a little bit. So it's always why I wanted to bring Maxey off the bench. Now it's different now because he's such a player that you need him. I still believe that when Harden is off the bench, is on the bench, is when you need to, when Maxey needs to take over. Because the ball's in his hands. You got to allow him to have the ball in his hands to create. That's the kind of player he is. And there are times when I would, if I'm going to bring Harden back in the game, I might play Harden off ball a little bit. I would definitely experiment with that a little more.
And Harden off ball. You saw him in game four hit a couple of threes off ball where, you know, the pass was delivered by Tyrese.
He's a strange dude. Like, he never catch and shoot, man.
No. No, but there was a couple of times where they made it work where they got the ball to him at the top of the key after they already crossed midcourt and he hit the threes. I mean, that I saw a lot of that in the fourth quarter. Now, there's also times where he did his dribble, step back, and hit the three as well. But, yeah, they did a couple of things with him off ball in game four when he played his best.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's also for pacing, right? Like, you see Maxey. I know Maxey can score in the half court, but a lot of the times where he's scoring a lot of points in those stretches. You mentioned earlier today, like a 13.4 minute stretch for Maxey. It's when they're just out on the break and when he's got the ball in his hand. So it also adds to the pacing, and maybe you do that more so when Harden's on the bench, obviously, but there are times where if Maxey's going to work, he's going to be able to score. Who's stopping? They can't keep up with him.
Yeah, now listen,
and then if Harden trails and then hits a three.
I mean, that's part of it. And that's what, you know, again, you can get Maxey going. Look, I don't think it's imperative to get Maxey going at the beginning of the game. I don't.
You saw it the other night, 21 points in the second half.
Yeah, like
driving zero.
Well, here's what I like. Here's what I want from Maxey. I want Maxey to finish out quarters, particularly the third quarter, but the first quarter he can. You know, even around half, but then in the halftime, going into halftime, he's great at finishing out quarters.
This goes back to you wanting him coming off the bench.
Yeah. Because you see the matchup.
Hmm.
The matchup's there. Like, in a perfect world. And again, you know, they do it with Tyler Hero, right? Where he's a huge part of their team, and he just happens to come off the bench. Now, going forward, Max, he's in the starting lineup.
Yeah, of
like
course.
Next year at all.
Of course.
But I still believed in this entire play, like for this playoff, the energy that he gives you and brings is so much that it'll help you, you know, stave off runs. And I think it'll help you extend leads in a big way. Mark is in Boston. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mark.
What's up, man? How you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, I'm trying to hold out hope, you know, but I feel like you can't historically look at the game and just try to make sense of it every time, like the last game, and be like, oh, the ebbs and flows, we can just rely that they'll come out tonight and they'll just win. Like, we've tried that before. It doesn't work. You know, they don't always show up. The Heat could get hot from three. There's a lot of things that could happen. But I'm hoping, you know, I really want them.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I do believe in the ebb and flow, though. I mean, I could see it. I mean, you could see when they're that flat. Now, again, I don't know that they're – I think they come out and they get a lead. Now, I'm not sure. Like, you're right. You know, who knows what could happen. They get a lead, and we've seen them blow leads before. So, you know, I hear you on that, Marky.
One thing I disagree with you on, though,
sure,
is that – all we need is Harden to be a facilitator, which is not the case. We don't have the personnel for him to. We don't have scoring up and down the lineup. We don't have weapons all up and down. You know how the Heat have Strus? They got Duncan. They got all these shooters. Hero.
Well, Duncan stinks. He didn't even play.
It doesn't matter. It's just
I got facts on my side. I've had the media. If there's three Hardens, right? Will we agree this? There's three Hardens.
There is three Hardens, yeah.
Okay. We've only saw the scoring Harden in one game. Game four.
Exactly. That's the problem.
No. Right. Well, no, wait. You've won games with him playing well as a facilitator.
You have, but not consistently every single time.
Well, like, when he's horrible, right, you can't win. But when he plays within the game facilitates and, you know, there's a big difference between getting you 17, 18, 19 and getting you nothing.
Yeah. We can't have him score 14 or 16 and 5 assists. Like, we need him to score 22, 23, 25 points because we don't have the other scoring options. Because
yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, the game takes on a different kind of feel, right? Like, you have Danny Green hits threes, right? You got, you know, you'll have, that's how the game, when Maxie goes off, like, that's how it is. Like, here's what we agree on, that we'll agree on, that Harden needs to play well, right? He needs to control the tempo and be a point guard.
And he can't turn the ball over, and he can't just stand there and let them, and leave them open for threes, and he can't let them penetrate, and then the Sixers cannot be outdone on the boards, like, just stand around and not box out, because that has been hurting them as well. Second chance points. So, like, these are all things that they need to come out. And like you said before, they need to come out with energy tonight, because when they don't match that energy, it's just like it demoralizes the entire roster. You know, you see it. So, that, like, these are things, like, I think it's incredibly important for them to get off to a strong start.
Yeah, and I agree with you there. And Marky, good call. I think you're right. I think it is very important. I expect them to get off to a good start.
Yeah, they're not going to be down 10 in a matter of minutes like game 5.
I mean, they just didn't play.
Yeah, all game.
I mean, they didn't show up.
There wasn't a run once.
I was saying it yesterday. I was saying it yesterday. I was talking to my cousin. I go, there was no run. There was none. No run whatsoever. Not a run to be had.
How many times did it pop up on the screen? 0 field goals in last and the next amount of minutes. That popped up 100 times for the Sixers.
Yeah.
How many times did it pop up? Heat on X to X run. It never popped up for the Sixers. Like, it was ridiculous, game 5. Like, that's why I couldn't even be, like, pissed off following game 5. I was more so like, what the bleep happened?
Yeah, I was pissed off. I mean, the effort.
I was angry at the lack of effort, but, like, I was more
the
so
energy,
sitting there
like,
stunned.
It's confounding to have no energy. That was confounding.
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on?
But here's where I disagree with Mark. I mean, listen, Mark is some good stuff. But I expect them, because there's an ebb and a flow that happens, and the one thing they're going to do is come out focused in a big way, right? They're going to come out focused in a big way, and they're going to play well. Crowd, home energy, everything. They're going to play well. Now, here's the issue. The issue comes when you get a lead. Now, do they extend it and step on Miami's throat and we're going to game 7? Or, again, we've seen them fritter away leads. And that's my biggest concern. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, and if Harden's on like he was in game 4... you traded twos for threes, right? Butler was only dropping twos. Harden was dropping threes. The Heat did make a little bit of a push in game 4, but they couldn't keep up because Harden was drilling threes. You got to get that again tonight. You got to have a closeout performance out of the point guard, unless Joe's going off for 40, which I don't think he will because of the injury.
Yeah, I think it's less. Joe. Listen, he's got to play smart. Like, Harden's got to play. You know, he's got to control the tempo, and he's got to be a real point guard. All right, let's take a quick TO. We got lots to get to. Big day today in Philadelphia. Our game 6 survival. It's down to survival time. The word is pensive going into this game. All right, now I got a game changer for your home. Yes, you want to change the whole feel of your home? New countertops from Colonial Marble and Granite. Trust me, you got to go to their King of Prussia shop right now. You got to go there. You will not believe your eyes and what the new countertops and the new look and feel will do for your home. They have the nation's largest selection that you can choose. It's amazing. Largest selection. You can actually select the exact stone slab for your countertop. I've seen them. They're amazing. I swear, I thought I was in a gallery, in an art gallery. They have unbeatable prices because of the sheer amount of stone slabs. All right. That's what allows them to do well by you when it comes to price. If your style is classic, modern, unconventional, or anything in between, there's a wide variety of countertop options to choose from. Material, style, it's perfect for you, your unique taste, right, or your wife's. Get a fully installed quartz marble granite countertop for just $19.99. Get zero money down, 0% financing on purchases up to 18 months. Please, I'm telling you, visit their King of Prussia or Philly showroom or check them out online at colonialmarble.net. I love these guys. You will too. And you tell them that Cuz sent you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 11 a.m. across the Delaware Valley, the morning of Game 6. What a game. What the importance, the pressure of Game 6. But look, you know, this is a pride game. This is why people go, well, why do you expect them? The ebb and flow. And when my man Mark said, well, I don't know about that. Well, I mean, tonight is the night where you got to come out focused. You got to come out and you got to be just completely into the game. I expect that tonight. After no energy, after the lack of effort or the lack of energy that looked like a lack of effort, I expect tonight to be the opposite, at least from the jump. Right? From the jump, you expect, you know, flawless precision and execution and the ball to move. What we saw the other night was really the worst game that we've seen them play.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the worst game of all the playoffs. As bad as the one game in Toronto. Remember, the first two games in Miami, there was no Joel. Here's Joel, right? So that game was just a travesty of a game in every which way. It was just a bad game.
And they showed it. They showed it on their faces, man.
Right. Like they were miserable. Defeated. They had no pep. They were just a mess. No energy, listless. The ball didn't move. No execution. We talked about there was no run. There was no run.
Yeah, and it's not like
the Get Home League. That's the sport. The NBA's game of runs.
And to your point about the ebbs and flows, to go back to what Mark was saying, he doesn't really believe it. Listen, it's not like they're down 3-0 now, right? If they're down 3-0. You go, all right, maybe they could make it a little bit more respectable and they win the game tonight and then they lose in five. No, if they lose tonight, the season is over. But if they win tonight, they're one win away, right? Like they themselves are one win away from moving on to the next round. So it's not like there's no way this feeling of doubt crept over them like leading into tonight's game. There's no way. I mean, because if they win tonight, they're right back in it. They're one win away, just like the Miami Heat are.
Yeah, I don't think there's, I don't think this is doubt.
No, no.
This is.
You're down 3-0. It's different, but listen, you're down 3-2.
Right. Like, first of all, you won two games in the series when the big man came back. So you get a clunker. So what? When you're an athlete, when you come in, supreme athlete, you come in and you're going to go, all right, let's go, Throw that out. You flush that. That's the old flush that game. There was nothing to take out of that game. And you hope that Sunday's the day. Yeah. You come out tonight, you win the game, and then the Sunday.
We're back at it. And we get nuts on Sunday, man.
Yes.
And hopefully we're playing the song on Monday.
Well, I don't even want to think about that. We're going to play the song today. Hopefully we play the song tomorrow. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I mean,
like you feel like
edge of your seat.
Yes, pensive.
Yeah, I need to get this. I'm glad it's at 7.
It's that Gamora music. That.
I don't think my heart could take it till 8 o'clock. So thank God it's at 7 tonight.
I might agree with you, man.
I know you're Mr. Night Owl. 7 o'clock's a lot better than 8 tonight for me.
I hear you. You're not wrong, Tunis. You're not wrong. Gursky in the Northeast. Gursk, what's happening, man?
Yo, cuz.
What's going on, Gursk?
What's up, man? I'm just in a Wawa right now. You know, I got to make a little pit stop.
Yes, I was there earlier this morning.
Of course, I got to get that coffee. But, yo, I'm excited for this game tonight, man. I think we're going to come out punching them. I need to be Embiid to be aggressive. I need Maxey to bring that energy. I need the fans to bring that energy, man.
Yeah, I think the fans will be there. Mode. Yeah.
I think everybody on this team needs to play with them Rocky bells in the back of their head.
Oh, we got to get bells today, man.
I know. Yeah, there we go. That's what we like to hear, son.
We're going to get nuts today, Gursk.
We ain't getting knocked out today.
Not happening, Gursk. It's happening. I love this energy, Gursky.
Of course. Got to start off the morning right, man.
Tell him what to do. Tell him, Gursky.
Tunis, play that song, baby.
Mike Sigursky.
I love the Gursk.
Here's a slop left-hander, right? Zagursky?
Yeah, he was horrible. That Gursk is the man, Gursky.
I love that Gursky, yeah. That Gursky.
He was ready.
Former
I love coming in. You know, he's ready because he's in the Wawa, get it started. This is it. This is what we live for. This is closeout game, back against the wall. This is what it's all about.
The Wawa pit stop is always a good time. Like, every once in a while, now that I'm on the Jersey side, I make the pit stop at the Wawa down here on Belmont with the worst parking lot in the history of the world. And the ride home, like, treat, it's nice.
Oh, so you stop. Now, where is 45?
No, right here. So that for the ride home, I have a little treat.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, before I hop on the 76, sit in the traffic.
I got you.
You know, a little cheese stuffed pretzel.
That's a great item. Now, do you get the jalapeno or do you go with the cheddar?
I go with the cheddar. The idea of the jalapeno is number one for me, but there's never enough cheese and or bite of the jalapeno in that pretzel.
Oh, really?
The idea of it is phenomenal, but there's not enough flavor.
I can use more jalapenos in that.
Me
I
too.
Agree.
But even the cheese flavor is dimmed down, which is why I just go cheddar because I know I'm getting flavor blasted here, man.
Yeah, the cheddar pretzel is strong. I agree with that.
Worse is when you grab it and you get the one that's been sitting under the lamp for too long.
Yeah. You got to discard that. Yeah, that's dried out is no good.
I usually, obviously I'm not touching the pretzel itself.
Get the wrapper, right?
Squeeze the wrapper. If it's a little flimsy, I go, all right, this is a good one here.
Yeah. All right, listen to me. I'm with you on that. But you're right. I'll give you another underrated. I stopped yesterday. My kids love it, right? So I do the little treat. Especially when I pick them up I picked them up from school yesterday. And, they take advantage of daddy.
Of course, yeah.
Milkshakes, right? Like the Wawa shake.
Yeah, of course.
They get the snack. And then
you're made of money, too,
I go, dude, come on, man. You're killing me. I can't be, I can't go.
Man, getting a 50-piece nugget.
I can't go 20 spot on a snack. That's too much. I give you, $8. Really should for the two of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to get away with $6. Not a 20 spot, dude. That's too much.
I got you. I
can't handle that. So, but I get that was yesterday. And I will say this, a great item, and it came out hot, was the egg roll, dude.
I always got egg roll.
Dude, did you have it? No. You didn't even know they had it?
No.
Pork egg roll. If I told you, it was insane.
Well, under the lamp or you order it?
No, under the lamp.
Really?
I said, let me get it.
Dude.
It was fabulous. It was a great snack. It was a good snack.
Right, I'll have to check that out.
I got to tell you. And it tasted like a quality egg roll.
All right.
Okay. Had that, that Chinese egg roll kind of.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. It was strong. I would say for, a lamp piece, it was good.
Speaking of not underrated, but, the Chinese, surprising Chinese food. you know, Cooper was at the NICU for 5+ weeks. And so I ate a lot of meals there, right? And, you know, you can get your burger under the lamp. You can get this and that under the lamp. So you're eating a lot of the same thing over and over again. They had the sushi in the fridge that you could grab and go. Honestly, dude, not bad. The sushi at Cooper University Hospital.
That's amazing.
Not bad. I remember when I first got it, I was like, I'm risking myself here. I'm risking a night, you know, in trouble. It wasn't bad, dude.
The sushi.
Ah! At the hospital, man. I'll give him a lot of credit.
That's bust out, dude.
Now, is it restaurant sushi? No. But, like, you know.
That's a bust out.
Not bad. I'm also a garbage disposal, so, I mean, I'd eat anything, but.
That's a bust out piece. You grab in the hospital sushi.
Grab and go.
Let's go to, my man, the cool. Yo, cool.
Hey, what's up, brother? What's up, cuzzo?
How you feeling, cool?
I'm feeling good, man. You know, I go hold you. I'm a little worried.
You are not the cool. Cool's always cool.
Oh, man, so I'm for you. The cool, that might cool. Look, though, I want to touch on some things you said because I agree with you about Maxey. Like, I always felt that Maxey should have been the sixth man. And, like, I know he bring the energy, and we had to keep starting him. It's almost like a crowd thing, I feel like, because his energy been off. And if you look, Doc Rivers even staggered Maxey and Toby. It was Maxey, Toby, yeah. And Paul Reed, Niang, and Shake. We didn't score for about 3 minutes.
Yep.
He had to put Harden back in the game.
Yep.
And I think what, like, another caller said too is like the Kyle Lowry factor. When Kyle Lowry is playing, man, it hurt them and it helped us.
He couldn't guard anybody.
Correct. You know, we had more angles and I kind of disagree with you. I agree with you that the five, we match up well with them, with our starting five. We do. But when it comes to the bench, they are the deeper team, and you could see it right away.
Well, the Sixers bench stinks, but they're not. I mean, Adebayo, right, and Oladipo. I mean, you got Oladipo and Tyler Hero coming off the bench. That's two big forces. I'll agree with you.
It's just like anywhere in the world, they all Americans. You got to just be real about that. Like, Oladipo looks head and shoulders above Niang.
Well, you're not comparing. But you're not, listen, if you tell me, did the Heat have a better bench? Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even think, it's not even close. You're exactly right, cool. But my point is, it's more the collective. And in the playoffs, you got, your starters are going to play four, in a closeout game, your starters are playing 40, 42 minutes a game.
True. But I think that championship teams always had great benches. Not going to go off.
I mean, you watch Milwaukee. They take Milwaukee, Brooklyn last night, right? I mean, last year. Every starter played, there was about 44 minutes. They were playing six guys.
I agree. But that six guy, when that six guy can be a offensive threat, like a real offensive threat,
I agree with you. Their bench stinks. So if that's your, I agree with you.
As time goes on, it's really hard to. The Harden thing, like you said, I agree with you with the Harden thing, too, where people don't realize how hard it is to go from being a distributor point guard to being the scorer. It's the reason why AI needed Eric Snow. Like, AI couldn't be the point guard. He was the scorer. He was, you know, we depended on him for offense. And like you said about Maxey has one speed. Maxey is one speed right now. His speed is go. He doesn't have the poise yet to run a starting five. He gets the ball and he goes. He has one gear right now, and I'm not mad at that. But again, he's still young. He's still growing. But I look at the bench, it just kind of scared me.
No, listen. I agree with you. Like again, the bench is bad. Cool, be cool. Always, the bench is not good. I mean, I'm not telling you the bench is any good. My point is, it's not, you know, starters v starters and then bench v bench and then. It's a team thing. So, you know, I mean, the Sixers match up with them. Like, as good as the fact that Miami's bench is better, well, I go Sixers with Maxey, Harden, Tobias, Green, Joe. supremely better than Miami's starting crew. I mean, you know.
Especially because you could try to match up. All right, let's try to stop Embiid tonight. Now, if Harden's right, then Harden scores, Maxey scores, Harris scores, and they can all come in different bunches. As we talked about a couple of times with Maxey, he can drop a bunch of points in a limited time. Harris can take over a game at times, depending on who his matchup is. Remember, in that Toronto series, there was nobody that could lock him down.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, depending on who's on him, obviously P.J. Tucker, a little bit of a bigger body, but if somebody's guarding him one-on-one that he can take to the rim with ease, which we still have seen at times this series. I mean, there are different guys that can put up a decent amount of points for the Sixers at different points all game. And that's hard to stop.
It is hard to stop. I'm with you, man.
By the way, you're getting love for the egg roll. Jimmy E on our YouTube chat and the Dalai Lama on Twitter has checked in. Says the cuz is right. The egg roll is primo in all caps.
Trust them. Those guys know. It is. It's a strong item. And you know, like to me, I know you don't care about food temp because you'll go cold, yes. Lukewarm. It doesn't matter.
I had some cold mac and cheese out of the fridge yesterday.
So yesterday when I had when I let the kids go get a treat, I got the egg rolls because I didn't eat lunch. I was like, you know, I'll go for, daddy gets an egg roll. It was piping hot. And it was nice pork.
Yeah, see, I don't need it. It burned my mouth.
I like it piping hot. So it added to its deliciousness.
I don't need the blisters, you know?
I didn't get any blisters. It just added to the deliciousness.
Less of a health risk if I go with the cold food, you know?
What do you mean?
I won't burn my mouth, my throat, my esophagus. I just go something cold. You know, it's easy.
What? I never even heard of that before.
Yeah, you know, I don't have to worry about piping hot.
You're weird. I love you to death. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's all right.
Nikki, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Nick.
Fellas, good morning.
What do you say, my brother?
No, nothing much. A little anxious for tonight, but you know.
Yep.
Can do it. I look at Maxey like Jimmy Rollins was with the Phillies. He's that way with the Sixers right now. I think he brings that energy. And, you know, you don't need him to start, but you do need him to just show up. And I think that's important because I think the other guys feed off of him. And as far as the beard, you need that bristly chip on the shoulder beard tonight.
Yeah, yes, I agree. But you also need him. It would be nice if he played. If he played like he did in game four, then they win, and they win by double digits. But I'm talking about, I just need him hit a couple shots to space the floor and run the point well. That's what I need from him.
Yeah, because it opens up the game for everybody else. But yes. You know, when they get down by 8 to 10, they can't start trying to three themselves back into it. You got to use that drive the lane. I don't know why we don't.
I agree.
Because you'll three your way out of it.
Yes.
Your way out of it, and then we're looking at what are we going to do next year? Who's going to be a bench player? To continue the conversation. Not ready to have that conversation.
I'm not either. I'm with you, Nick. I want to at least go to the conference. I can't take another second round exit.
Well, it'll be a failure, in my opinion. If
you complete, yes, you
absolutely
correct.
You could complain about the bench, but you know that was the complaint we could have made in February. Obviously, we lost two guys that would be good bench players right now. We made the trade that we had to make the trade, and it was a good trade. But why not have, with time left in a couple days, try to get two other guys in some way, shape, or form? That's a question for the end of the season, too. But again, I don't want to have that maybe for another 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. I am.
You know, you were talking earlier about the Eagles schedule, and I remember from 20 years ago into every year, you did it great. We go right through the schedule. Giants win. Cowboys win. It was fantastic. We build our whole, it would be a Thursday or Friday. You build your whole day on it. And that is that.
I look forward to it, Nikki. You remember we used to get nuts. We look forward to it. And now it's become a show, which is awesome, sure. Which makes sense, right? Because we were so into it when we got it. Like, and it would be leaked out, and we were able to get the whole schedule, and we were freaking out. So it makes sense that it would become a show. I don't know what it is, Nick, but like, Christmas Eve, Eagles, Cowboys? Dude, I can't wait.
It's going to be a seven fish tailgate.
That's it. A fish tailgate. I love it.
We'll do grilled calamari. By the way, Chef Shunis, it's a delicious item. I mean, you sound like you got a stomach like a billy goat. But my goodness gracious, you would love that.
He would.
Oh, I'm sure I would. Man.
He would love it.
If it's food, I love it.
Yeah. Billy Goat is exactly his stomach.
Olive is the only item I don't like in the world is an olive.
All right.
Green olive or black olive?
Both.
You don't like neither olive?
Skeeve.
How could you skeeve an olive?
Only thing in this world that I go.
Are you insane?
Don't like it.
Well, you have olive oil?
Yeah. That's different.
You never have like an olive or a...
No, I've had an olive. I just don't like it.
How about a stuffed olive?
Oh, exactly. Like provolone and Brazil.
I don't like the taste of the olive.
I mean, all the olives. The Italian olives, the Greek olives, Calamata olives.
It's the one thing in this world that I don't like.
Well, I love it in a salad, bro. Yes. You get the olives in the salad, make it.
Well, we'll do that at the Seven Fish tailgate.
I love it, brother. Brother, fantastic. Good stuff, man. I have to admit, like, I'm geeked around the schedule, man. That still gets me. Eagles Cowboys Christmas Eve? What?
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
I am disappointed. I have to say this.
Detroit week one, not Thanksgiving?
Yes. You nailed it.
I was excited to see a Thanksgiving game.
I wanted to see Eagles at Detroit.
There was whispers that that would be a thing. And then
that would have been awesome.
When McClain reports week one, Detroit, I was like, damn, it's week one.
That sucks. That's the only thing. But how about, dude, Christmas Day triple header. NFL triple header, you know that. All right. Let me tell you about my guys over at Golden Nugget Jewelers. The corner of 8th and Chestnut. So I was there about 10 days ago. We did a video at Golden Nugget Jewelers, and we were showing how, first of all, it's a huge selection. The place is awesome. It's a monster. You can come in Chestnut Street side or 8th Street side. It's right in the heart of Jewelers Row, Center City, and my main, your own, has everything. So, you know, whatever the occasion is, diamond earrings or necklaces or whatever, he's got you covered. But if you're going to get engaged, I'm telling you, I implore you, you got to go see your own. He's got the largest selection of diamonds. He's got the best settings, right? Tacori, Verraggio, the perfect, those are the designers. He'll put them together, pricing, take care of you, right? You're going to work within a budget. You'll get financing. It is the place to go. You met that special somebody, and you're going to go buy her engagement ring. You got to go to Golden Nugget Jewelers. Go to goldennuggetjewelry.com, all right? Don't forget, goldennuggetjewelry.com, or just go in and ask for your own and tell them Cuz sent you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
Let's open it up and chat.
It's 11:30, our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's where Philly gets engaged.
All right.
You ready? So here's the deal. So the deal is this. We got to help out our man Gabriel.
Okay.
Here's the quote. You ready? Need some help. I'm feeling supremely confident about tonight, but I have another feeling of impending doom for Game 7 on Sunday, and that's taking away from my enthusiasm for tonight. And now I feel like Embiid moping around today.
Oh, wow.
And I think that he's not alone.
No, he's not. Yesterday I was driving home and I was listening to the Mike Missinelli show, and I believe it was Dustin in the Northeast, great caller to the station, and he basically said, and it killed me when I heard it, because I heard it was in his voice too. He was being real. he basically said, I'd almost rather them lose tomorrow. This was yesterday. Because I think they're going to lose in seven anyway. So I'd rather them just get it over with. And that sucks. That's a crappy feeling, a crappy way to go about the series is to just rather them lose in game six because you think they're going to lose in seven.
Yes.
I say just forget that and just try to enjoy every second we got. That's how I'm living it. Because if they do force a game seven, who knows? Maybe the quadruple doink goes our way. Sorry to bring that up. It's the anniversary of that, by the way. 3 years ago today. But yeah, I would maybe the quadruple doink goes our way in game seven this time. So I can't live it that way.
I can't do it either. Like, I can't go into tonight thinking they're going to lose game seven. I don't believe that Miami is that impenetrable. I don't think they're that good that they can't go down to Miami and win. I think they can do that. I don't think that's, you know, out of the question or off the table. Just because they haven't won and, you know, they lost three Miami games. They only really lost one Miami game because that's the one with Embiid. I throw the first two games out of the series. Do you do that or no?
Yeah, I would throw them out too. Unfortunately, we just can't because that's why you're in this hole right now. If he plays, they could have been up 3-1. Heading into game five.
Yes.
But they're not.
Okay.
They're down 3-2.
All right. Well, they're going to win two games. They can win two games.
Yeah.
Come on, Judas. They can win two games.
I'm with you. That's why I'm not with Gabriel. That's why I'm not with Dustin. It broke my heart. I hear Dustin. He's like, I'll be honest, Mike. I kind of wish they would just rather lose. I'd rather them just lose game six.
Here's the problem. Dustin can't say that. Dustin's been calling every game.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to win the title. They're going to win the title. Now he calls Mikey Miss. And says they're going to lose? What is that?
Broke my heart, man.
Dustin, I need you front and center. You got to answer. Come on, man. We can't have this.
Yeah, he asked you if you were jumping off the bandwagon or something. Remember that?
Yeah, I mean, nobody ever jumps. Like, first of all, the stupidest thing in the world is like, oh, yeah, I'm off the bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm a Bucks fan now.
I mean, stop. Nobody's off any bandwagon. We ride or die. That's what we do. And, you know, there are times when we have a crisis with confidence or faith, but the heart is always the heart. The heart always knows what it wants. B-Hawk. Here's a man of heart. B-Hawk.
Yo, guys, what's going on? Let's go. Yo, I got to ask you a question. We all family, right?
Yes.
We all family. Now, hear me out, bro. Positive energy, we going in. I'm in the locker room like this. My mindset is or else. We win or else. And my or else, I'm not dropping it until tomorrow. I don't even want to think about or else. We going in because my or else might be drastic. You might check me, but what I'm going to say, if this don't go right, you might not agree with it. But I'm in a Patriots and Yankees mindset. I'm like this with it. It's business, and I'm looking at assets. And you might not like what I say if this don't go down, but it's going to go right. We're going to go in. Knock them off tonight, and we're going to bring it home. We're going to bring it home on Sunday.
What do you mean? I'm trying to follow by the assets. What do you mean by the assets?
I want to drop my or else. It's not a day for that. It's not a day for that, big brother. I can't do it because
you tease me. Like, you tease me on this thing.
No, man. No, we got to go. Look, it's a win or else. I'm at a win or else mindset because I'm like.
Can I just say one thing to you? I don't have any idea what you're going to say. B-Hawk.
No. We got a good relationship. But we family.
We're
right?
Always going to be family. Just because we may disagree on something don't mean we're never. We're always family.
That's what we do. But I'm not dropping it if I don't got to drop
Please
it.
Please don't. Big fella, I need your loyalty. Unpledge your loyalty to the big fella.
Ride or die 215. And look, I'm going to ask y'all a question. Getting ready for a big moment going to a sports game. When I get up in the morning, I do my little workout, whatever. Number one, I might drop Phil Collins' Cold in the Air. Then I might go into the DMX intro from the original album.
Love
then
that.
I'm going into the Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares intro, and then at the end, Andrew, I need you to play the song. We're going to win. Lights out.
Play it! Hype time. Come on, man. Let's note that. What do you think he was hinting at?
Embiid.
I think so, too.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I said that to him.
Yeah. No, it was like, Embiid.
You know, I don't want to hear any of this.
I saw, listen, I grew up a little bit yesterday. There were Embiid tweets and stuff yesterday. I didn't read you. Like, I did get, the tweets, and but I didn't even want to bother reading them to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I took a big step in maturity yesterday.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because
you can't.
Just,
you,
come on, man.
You got to.
My man has one bad game with a fractured orbital bone and torn ligament.
I understand.
Concussion.
I understand the mopey thing. I get the mope thing. I mean, body language is important. He's going to come out. And I agree. That's a problem. That was a problem the other night because they feed off his energy. And if he's got bad energy, that sours them. I agree with it. But please, let's get it straight. He's an amazing talent. You got to figure it's you got to have somebody else. He's not superhuman. As much as I joke around about superhero, he's not. He's a human being with frailties and emotion, and he wears his emotion on his sleeve. You got a guy like that, somebody's got to pick him up. There's got to be moments where somebody picks you up. I mean, that's where Harden, man.
Yeah.
Harden's got to pick you up. Here he is. Now, yesterday, Dustin said this on Mikey Miss. Repeat it.
Yeah, I heard him say, I'd almost rather them lose in game six just to get out because he thought they were going to lose in seven.
Did you say that, Dustin?
Because let me put it to you this way, D. You got the wrong Dustin.
Is there another Dustin?
There has to be because it wasn't me shooting us.
I'm going to have to go check the tape.
I still think they're winning the championship. I think.
Yeah, I would be shocked. Like, if that was you, I was stunned when he told me, Dustin.
Because. Wasn't me, brother. Was not me, dude.
I trust you.
Hey, cuz, everybody that's scared out there, let me put it to you this way, dude. The dude had a bad day in the office. We've all been there. We've all had it. All right. He didn't get what he deserves. Don't piss me off, too. The dude deserves it. The dude worked his butt off. He's not eating Shake Shack no more. He ain't having burgers before and after the games on the court, stretching looking like an absolute out of shape moron sometimes. The dude worked his tail off. He's the best player in the NBA. He got robbed. He had a bad game because I know they got blown out. It was a disgrace. And that's from the head to the bottom. And the only person I do give credit to, and I've been barking on him all year, is Doc Rivers. When he got that technical, he was trying to get the team fired up. The team did not.
I mean, look, he's imploring them for energy. They had the timeout. Like, come on, man, we got to bring it.
Oh, man, that was horrible. But I'll tell you what, cuz, he's going to come out tonight. He's going to drop 45 points. He's going to drop 17 boards. Sixers are going to win big. We're going to go down to that armpit of the South, Miami. And we're going to show him exactly why he's the MVP. We're making it out of this round. We're going to beat. I hope we don't have to play the Celtics. I think we still beat them. I hope we play the Bucks. We're going to the chip. We're going to win the chip in six games, guys. Tunis, play the damn song.
Here you go.
All right.
Dustin says that was not him.
It was not. It was a different D.
Okay.
It was Drew in Westchester.
Well, Drew's a freaking hockey fan. But a Penguins fan at that.
And I just went back to the tape. They do sound pretty similar.
Drew's a Penguins fan. Yeah, come on. You can't.
What's up, Drew?
Hey, man, I got two things, both Sixers related.
They kind of sound similar.
I know Drew. Drew's a great guy, but yeah. He's a Penguin fan.
Yeah, but by the time the call ended, he basically said, I'll be honest, I almost rather than losing six because I know they're going to lose seven. So my bad to Dustin.
Yeah, that's
another,
it's
another D, different D.
Yeah.
And they sound similar.
Eh.
They do.
Eh. Not really.
The same monotone.
I've talked to Drew for years.
Yeah.
I know Drew's voice.
That's a good work out of you.
No, it's. I don't think they sound that alike, to be honest with you. But, you know.
It's my bad. But there are people, okay, but there's people out there. That was the whole point. There's people out there that would almost rather them lose tonight.
Dustin called every show, and before every game, says they're going to win. They're going to win. They're going to win. They're winning in chip. They're winning in chip. They're winning in...
Well, that's why I was so shocked when I was driving yesterday.
When you said that he changed his tune, I started to go, oh, my God, no. Like, that's that was a big so deal. Shocked.
I must have missed the name at the beginning.
You know what it is?
It's a huge loss.
Listen.
That's a huge loss.
You got a perfectly good excuse.
I haven't slept much recently.
That's exactly where I was going. The Cooper's got you Cooper looped.
Yeah, that's true. I got to play this for myself.
You're not used to going out sleep like you are.
Correct.
You know.
That's what it
Trust
is.
Trust me. And then, you know, 12 years later, you're going to be me. And we're all loopy all the time. Sleep. What was that? Sleep?
No sleep to Brooklyn. Man.
No. It's like these. Those 12 fair. It's a quarter of 11. I go downstairs. They're up. They're watching. I go, dude.
What are you guys doing?
We're watching Avatar. Yeah, what? School night.
And
I don't know what happened.
They own the house.
I don't know what happened, but. I lost usually like every night the whole thing, and then they're in bed 9:30, and
lost track of time.
Moss had practice. It was one of those deals, right? Next thing you know, Tam and I are talking about something. I go downstairs. We're watching Avatar. I go, dude, we got school. We guys got school. Please. There's 14 minutes left in the movie.
Isn't that like a three-hour movie?
Yeah. So I checked it, and there was like 20 minutes left in the movie. And it was like 11, it was like 10:36 or whatever. So what would you do?
I'd say, all right, hold on 1 second. Get ready for bed first. I make them brush the teeth and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's downstairs versus upstairs.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
Yeah, no.
I mean, do stuff. I will pause something to go brush my teeth so that when the movie's done or whatever, I can just go right to bed.
Yeah, you're weird.
I'm a total freak.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know.
Yeah, no. No.
It's nice. No, no.
No, my point is, would I be hard-ass and shut the thing off and send the behinds to bed? Or was I soft?
I mean.
And then said...
I need you to give me the answers to this one.
No. What do you think I did?
You let him finish.
I did.
Yeah, I know you did.
I did. You know why? Because it was Anthony.
You probably said, don't tell mommy.
No. She knows. She's like, where are they at? Go down there. So, but they go, Anthony never asks. Massimo's always trying to play.
Yeah, I mean, of course
Massimo, he's always trying to get over.
He knows you're soft.
But Anthony, they never does it. And I gave in.
They're like, all right. Now, were they tired this morning?
And that was the deal. You got to get up.
Yeah.
You got to get up.
I had a lot. That was a lot of conversations going to Phillies games with my dad. You know, we did that, the ticket plan. Those non-summer nights.
Yeah,
right?
You got to man up.
Better not be complaining tomorrow morning.
Yeah, no. You want to, work hard, play hard. Right? You play hard, you got to work hard. Yeah,
exactly. By the way, can I just...
Yeah.
Why does school start so early?
Oh, my God. They told me that. I just had this conversation with them.
Really?
They asked me the same question.
Dude,
it
is dumb. Like, I'll be completely honest with you. When I was off for leave, right? Well, he had an appointment in Washington Township. So we drove past the high school, Washington Township School. And it was like 7:15 in the morning and the parking lot's full. I'm like, what the? Is that really how early this thing, school starts?
Well, you got to be there 7:30,
yeah.
Whatever. Well, I dropped the kids off. They're a little later.
Homeroom.
They start at 8:05 or whatever.
Yeah,
it's morning prayers.
Final bell was like 7:18 or something ridiculous at Clearview. I was like, why?
Well, I mean, you're supposed to be used to getting up early. Like, that's how you achieve in life. What are you going to start at 11?
Why you let the kids sleep? It was always crazy.
No, Holmes, you gotta have a little discipline. Dude, you gotta get up.
And this is where it was stupid sometimes, right? So I gotta be in at 7:15 in the morning. My lunch period was fourth period. It's freaking 10 o'clock. I mean, hoagie day.
All right, well, dude, I mean,
come on, school system.
No. I can't get behind that. They ask me the same thing. They go, first they go, how come the weekend's only 2 days? I go,
that's a great question.
I go, dude, I don't have the answer to that. You know, when the whole work week was established, it was established with this in mind, that you would have a day of rest, which is Sunday. Now, most people work 6 days because you had to. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you had the weekend, the Saturday, Sunday thing. And they go, well, it should be like, you know, half and half. I go, no, man, you got to. I said 4 day work week. I said, I'm down with that. You live a little bit, fat, you know, 4 days, 3 days, you know, 4 day work. I think I go behind that. And they go, well, what time school? Why can't school be started at like 10 or 11?
Hell, 9, like a normal work day.
Come on. Yeah, a little tough. Get up. Get your ass up a little bit. Come on.
Poor kids.
I can't believe you asked me the same question.
I hated it.
That really was Massimo, too, that my 9-year-old asked me.
Because he wants to stay up.
Right. He wants. He thinks it's disco time. He's ready to go clubbing. Dave.
I wonder where I got that from.
That's true. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Yo, cuz. What's going on? How are you?
What's going on, Davey? How you feel about tonight?
You know what, cuz? I'm really excited, I'll be honest with you. All these guys are a little nervous. We got to put the other night behind us, all right? It's done. Look what happened to Golden State last night. They got boat raced by like 50.
Yep.
You know, it's the way the NBA works. Now they're a 10-point favorite coming into the next game.
Yep.
Sixers, they're going to come out hot. We're going to pound the ball to JoJo. He's going to get off hot. Going to get Bam Bam in trouble. Pick of the night, better than night, Bam, under 16.5. I think he has a terrible game tonight.
I can see that. I like that. That's a good I like that a lot. I think you're right about that. I think
first quarter is a dead block.
Yeah, I like first quarter, you know.
That place is going to be rocking. We were down
on that Bet Parks app. You got to go first quarter, dude. I think so. I'm with you. I like your Bam under, too.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a good one. I think Maxey comes out. Maxey's a baller. I think he rebounds and has a really good night. He's going
to
get
I agree with that. Yes, he's my pick to go off tonight.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree. So your man Cool, who called in a little while ago, he's got to relax. He's got to stay cool. Everyone's getting a little crazy right now. I think don't worry about Sunday. Don't worry about Game 7. Just win tonight. We'll have a good Friday tomorrow and go into a good weekend. You know what we're going to have, cuz? We're going to have Eastern Conference Finals down the shore, Memorial Day weekend. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, God, please. Please, Dave.
Fantastic.
Please, I need Memorial Day Sixers.
Right?
I need that, dude.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
I need it. I'm with you, brother.
You know what else we could have? We could have Sunday. You could potentially have 3 game sevens, NBA game 7.
You know, I told that to Tunis yesterday. I was like, look at the schedule. How amazing would that be, dude?
That'd be a fun Sunday.
Right? You get Sixers, Heat, Bucks, and Boston, and Dallas, Phoenix.
That'd be a real good day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with
you. Everybody out there just got to relax and enjoy the day. It's a great day. Nice temperature outside. Sixers by double digits. Judith.
Yes.
Play the damn song.
My man Dave. Attaboy. Now that was genuine. That was genuine.
Yeah, he wasn't asked to do it. He just did it. Let's go work at it.
All right, sit tight. I got this great. Speaking of the Bet Parks app, I got to tell you about this one. Bet Parks, of course, the official presenting sponsor of the 2022 Sixers playoffs. They got another 760 odds boost promotion for tonight's game 6. Boosted odd. You ready? Plus 760 on the following. Embiid, Harden, Tyrese, Tobias, and Danny Green. Those 5. To at least score 10 points. If they score 10 points, you get the odds plus 760. Ah, come on. That's going to happen. Max bet $10. Website's got the terms and conditions. Get to betparks.com right now for this incredible odds boost. That's right, plus 760 for the Embiid, Harden, Tyrese, Tobias, and Danny Green to score over 10 points, plus 760. Bet Parks, where odds, bets, slots, games all come together in perfect harmony right in your pocket. Got to be 21 in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12 o'clock, a car across the Delaware Valley. Can you believe it? 12 o'clock already. Phew. This is it, baby. 12 o'clock, Delaware Valley. Game time in 7 hours. 7 hours, Chunas. How you feel? You feel good? Like, you still feel good? You feel strong?
Yeah, they're winning tonight.
Yeah, I do. I feel that way,
too. They're winning tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I'll put my money where my mouth is. They're winning tonight. And then they'll force Game 7. And I have no feeling toward Game 7 right now at all. Obviously, I have to get through tonight first.
Right.
But, you know, I feel great. There's no way that they play like complete dog doo-doo, which they did in Game 5. And it wasn't just that they played poorly. They, you know, the lack of effort, lack of energy, whatever you want to call it. It just looked terrible. Like, Doc Rivers was begging them and during the timeout to show more effort. Right?
Like, and that's when you know. Oh, and I keep going back to the, like, yeah, I don't want to keep having to go to ebb and flow. But I keep going back to it for a reason, right? The reason is this is, you know, they're going to come back with a much better effort. You know it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way it looks like that unless there's something going on with Joe, you know? But I don't think there is. I think he bounces back tonight. And if he's the guy that you saw in games 3 and 4, which, by the way, wasn't like 35-point performances, right? Like,
right.
It was just good energy and was a beast in the middle defensively and was able to score timely shots and was able to open things up for other guys throughout the entire game. You get that, Joel Embiid. That was clearly enough to win two games back-to-back on your home court. And I think that's what you see tonight. And you'll get a couple, like George Niang, I imagine, does not go 0-for again, right? He went 0-for in game one. He went 0-for in game five. I imagine he hits a couple of threes off the bench, as does Danny Green. Danny Green's not going to hit 7 like he did in game four, but I think he's going to hit a couple more threes than he did in game five. He didn't even attempt that many. So I think everything goes smoothly tonight, man. I do. Like, I feel fantastic. If they lose tonight, I would be shocked to the point where I might not come in tomorrow if they lose. Warning you now. We just saw Chuck. I should have told him. Like, that's how confident I am tonight.
Yeah, you know what's funny? This is what I'm confident in. I'm confident that they will be winning at halftime.
Okay.
As long as they don't do anything stupid or something stupid does not occur, I think they're going to win.
Okay.
Like, I feel that. I felt they were going to win. They're going to come back and they're going to win. This is how it works. But as far as my feel, my gut tells me they play well. They come out focused, they play well, and they're leading at halftime.
Okay.
And then I can't really see what's that. I just extrapolate by saying that they're going to probably win. And
I don't think they win by 35, like the Heat won by 35.
Right.
Like, unfortunately, I don't think the Sixers have the ability to blow a team out from here on. Right? They're not going to blow out the Heat. They're not going to blow out a Bucks or Celtics team. They're not going to blow out whoever they face in the finals if they reach it that far. But I do think that they could win handily. Like, eight points they won by the other night? That was the closest game so far in this series. Like, I think that's something you see tonight. Mm-hmm. But I think it's not a sweat. Like, I think you hear them playing the song with 30 seconds left in the game. Something like that. You just need somebody to close it out tonight. If it's not Harden who puts 15 up in the fourth quarter.
I think it's Maxey tonight. I think Maxey has that incredible game, the go-off game. That's kind of what I'm looking at. I'm looking at Maxey tonight.
Okay. I love that.
Thank you, Dylan. I think Maxey has that game. I keep thinking who else. I mean, Joe's going to be Joe. I think he comes in. And he gets, like, can't you see here's, 9 points and 6 boards in the first quarter? Right?
Yeah, I could see something like that.
Like, that's what I'm seeing. All right, I'm looking at the, here's what we know of the NFL schedule. Dylan did a great job piecing some of this together. Because the other big story tonight is that the NFL schedule. Junis.
Mm-hmm.
Season will start Thursday, September the 8th. And we know that day, the Eagles will visit Detroit, 1 o'clock game.
On the 11th.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, September 11th, that weekend, I meant to say. That next week, the 18th, it's the 19th, Eagles will play the second game of a doubleheader. So could it be they're going to go doubleheaders on Monday night? What I've always wanted? Because in week two, it looks like there's going to be a doubleheader.
Wait, awesome. What time would that be at?
Because they have Titans Bills at 7:15.
They can't do two East Coast. That's why I don't.
And we'll be 9 o'clock. Eagles Vikings.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That's a late start. East Coast.
They used to be. That's what it used to be.
9 o'clock.
You don't remember when Monday Night Football was 9 o'clock?
No.
Wait a second. Really?
No. I feel like it's always been like 8 for me. I mean, I'm sure it was when I was like young, but
really, you don't remember the 9 o'clock start?
No, everything's been 8:15.
Wow, 8:25. Get out of here,
yeah,
dude. The 9 p.m. was the greatest, dude. Leading up to kickoff at 9 o'clock, you don't remember that, huh?
No, I'm gonna try to see when that.
Here's your Thanksgiving. You ready? Thanksgiving. Titans, no, here it is. No, they don't have that one. That didn't leak yet. They have the Christmas Eve games. And here's the Christmas Day game. Packers, Dolphins, Broncos, Rams. That's going to be CBS and Nickelodeon. And Buccaneers, Cardinals. You know what's funny? I heard the morning show yesterday, and they have Schefter on, and they go, what about the NFL going up against the NBA Christmas Day?
Yeah, Goodell put it on the table. He don't care.
I mean, come on.
And by the way, it looks like 97 was when it stopped being at 9 o'clock, so I was 4.
Oh, wow, really?
That's what it looks like.
97, huh? When I was a kid, it was
2005. Okay.
All right.
2005. So I was 12.
How about that? When I was a kid, like I was a little kid, it was a big deal staying up for Monday Night Football.
So what they did was it went until 97 at 9 o'clock, and then in 98, they moved it up to 8 p.m. to test it out for a year, and apparently it didn't do well, so they put it back to 9 o'clock until 2005 when they stopped.
Really?
Wonder why they would change.
Hmm. All right, let's get back to the phones. Andrew! Hello, Andrew!
Anthony and DeRuch, how my fellas doing?
What do you think, Andrew? What are you thinking, buddy?
All right, so first of all, I'm going to get the negative out of the way. Anybody who's worried about Sunday, saying they don't want to win today, you got to get the hell out of here. I mean, what are you going to look at your son? You're going to tell him, don't fall in love because you might get your heart broke. You're going to tell him, don't stand up to the bully and punch him in the mouth because you might get beat up. That's no way to live. I get a game seven. I'm getting that game seven, damn it. And we're going to get a game seven.
That's right.
Because here, Anthony, you're like me. You believe that there's things in the world, there's signs, there's things that happen.
Yes. Yes, I do.
I think things happen in threes.
Okay? I believe in the threes. That's the... I agree with that. That's the Holy Trinity, the number.
That's the Holy Trinity. You got the Larry Moe, Curly, whatever you want, right?
Yes.
So I throw it in there, and I woke up this morning. I was in Huntsville, Alabama. My feet hit the hotel room floor. I'm in my mid-40s, and I felt like King Kong when my feet hit the floor. That's not one of the signs, but how I started my day, I was alive, right? Felt amazing, okay? Then I'm sitting there, okay? My son texts me. And he goes, Dad, I got my score. He had this big project. He goes, I got a 76. And I was a little disappointed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, it's a 76 out of 80. So there's a 76 right there, okay? I sell financial stuff, right? We just came out with this we upgraded our rate something to this 7.6.
Oh.
And here's the last one. I'm in line getting some coffee this morning through the drive-thru, okay? I'm in Huntsville, Alabama. The car behind me, okay, has an Eagles license plate on the front, okay? So I say, I'm covering what they got, and you tell them, go Birds. How much is it? It was $6.76.
Wow, 76 cents!
76 cents! Six for game six! 76! Fellas, we got...
That's a sign! That's a sign!
Yep, that's three signs! In the roots, you play that song!
Quiet!
Three signs of the 7-6! That's a great sign! He's got triple signs, Junis!
I love triple signs.
Triple signs rules, man! Kevin, you're on 97.5 Fanatic Yo Kev.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin.
I love you, Anthony.
I love you too, Kevin.
I'm celebrating my 50th year of this franchise, of our franchise.
Oh, my God.
Franchise. 1972. We only won 9 games that year, as you know, 72, 73. 9-73, Alan Bristow, Harvey Catching, Leroy Ellis, Doug Collins coming in as a rookie today.
Yes!
Stevie Nicks coming off the bench. You had Freddie Carter who wouldn't pass the ball, but that's okay. Gene Shue at the helm, and then you had Bill Campbell on a transistor radio. I'm laying in bed at night. I got Bill Campbell.
I know that, yes!
And there goes Mixville, and he got a score in Mixville. Let me tell you, man. We got this game. No problem. We got this game. We got this game. We got the home crowd. They're going to play the Rocky music right before the guys get ready to hit the floor. Crowd's going bananas. Embiid's hype. Maxie's going to come out strong. I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine. And anything can happen in the game seven, man. Anything. Anything can happen in game seven.
Listen, is it crazy to think that they can win a game seven? No, it's not.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I mean, this team isn't, Showtime Lakers or the 96 Bulls or Kobe and Shaq Lakers.
Yeah, I agree. And guess what, man? About, what, 3 games separated the number one rank to the number four? 3-4 games separated us from top to bottom at the end of the season? So,
The regular season is a whole different kind of deal anyway.
But I'm just saying, we're just as good as anybody playing. If we play together, play the talent we have, play to our strengths, guys are knocking down the shots that they need to knock down, we'll be fine. We'll be fine, man. I just wanted to say that this franchise has been through ups and downs. We all know it's been since 83 since we won it, but guess what? You cannot count them out until they're out. They can do this. They can just take one game at a time. We got to win two games to advance to the next series. That's it. That's all we got to do.
I'm with you. I love Kevin. I love your attitude, Kev.
But we got to play the song, Ant.
Play it for Kevin. Love that attitude, Kev. Love it. Lou, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Lou.
What's up, Kev? What's up, Tunis?
What's going on, Louie?
Nothing, man. I had a call in this morning. I needed the positive vibes this morning, man, because, you know, yesterday I felt like five, you know, I was embarrassed. But these guys calling in saying Embiid was dogging it and this and that, I just found it outrageous. But tonight, I've never been more confident in one particular thing, and that's Embiid being a great player, taking over, and he might have to win the game single-handedly. But I got two locks for you. Embiid over 25.5 points.
Okay.
And over a half of a 1 3-pointer. He's going to make a 3-pointer. Those are, you can put that in the bank right now. You'll be counting your money in the third quarter.
I like it. I like it, buddy. I like that a lot.
And game seven, we don't know what's going to happen. We can't worry. We can't even worry about that. You know, a wise man once said, you know, take no thought of the morrow, for the evil of today is sufficient thereof. So we just got to focus on tonight. Sunday night, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, I do too, man. Let's worry about tonight, and I agree with you. I think they come out. I think you see them focused. I think you see them, you know, hot start. And then, you know, you win this, and then let's go, man. Game seven, tip it off. Let's go. It'll be a blast.
Tonight's a lock. But, one more thing. You guys brought up the Eagles. Did you see who is the most popular Vegas bet for MVP right now?
No.
Since the draft, that would be number one.
Jalen Hurts?
Yes, sir.
For MVP? Yeah. What? Yeah. Really?
I couldn't believe
what,
it.
Is. What's the odds? He's got to be a big long shot, no?
I would think so. I'm not sure what the exact odds are, but yeah, I just read an article over that. I was like, damn, okay. Eagles fans must be, rushing in the windows, I guess.
Since they 40 got, to since 1 they got him some weapons. For Jalen Hurts.
40 to 1?
That's decent.
That's a great payout, 40 to 1.
It is.
You kidding me? 40 to 1? Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, here's the one thing I will say, and I don't know, and I'm sure at some point I will really kind of, you know, I'll talk myself into it. But Jalen Hurts, I got a text from someone in the know who said that he's working out with, I know he's working out with Tom House, but he saw him, and he said he looked great. So he goes, I saw your boy, and he looks fantastic.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I don't know, whatever that means, right?
Yeah.
So I like it, Louie. Tell him what to do.
Play the song, Tunis.
I just, you know, there was a guy in the know, and he sent me that text, and I was like, all right. Saw your boy. He looks great.
I would love to see it. It changes everything.
And that was like, wow. And I think I'm going to go into this year with those kinds of heightened expectations, which is fair.
Yeah, oh, totally fair. Well, because this is
A.J. Brown.
And this is the spotlight year because of the draft next year.
Right.
Right. More so than this past season.
Right. This is it.
Because no more, we only started 19 games excuse. Later. Okay. Hold,
no, and, 36. And we'll analyze every throw.
Yep.
Like, to me, every throw gets analyzed. There's a run, not part of it.
And we can't overvalue the one back shoulder throw when there's some guys that do, like, five on the drive. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. You know, I'm with you. But I don't know. I got that text that you know, again, I give him credit working out with Tom House and working on his delivery, the whole thing. Who knows?
Yeah, it's good that he's working out because remember he had the surgery. So that means he's doing work, which is good to know.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to take that as, hey, let me get excited. I'm excited for A.J. Brown and the offense.
Well, that's part of the reason why he's one of these betting favorites, right? Because now look at, I mean, look at the weapons.
40-1.
Like, you can't, last year, I thought people undervalued the weapons that he had.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
You had A.J. Brown in the mix.
I agree.
Come on now.
That's a big deal. All right. My man, the sixth man, is en route. I get word that he's like a presidential, you know, the whole thing, the motorcade. My man Frank Bear Battle driving the sixth man. Sixth man says he feels great tonight. So I trust the sixth man. He's going to get nuts, Big Al. We are now deep into the 12 o'clock hour. We got one open line if you want to grab it. Give me the vibes. Give me the vibes. We've gotten signs. We've gotten good vibes. I think we've turned the corner, Chunas. Don't you?
I've been.
Have you sensed it?
Yeah, I've been.
No, I'm talking about the people. I know you're right. I know you're feeling it. But don't you feel like the people have turned the corner?
Yeah, I think so. Beautiful day outside.
Can I make a request?
We got.
Can I get some bells? Like game four bells?
Yeah, I can get them.
Can you get them back? The game four bells?
Yeah.
Because I need them.
I could do that for you.
That can get me excited for game six. Get me four game four bells. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunas. On the flagship of your 76ers, 97.5, the Fanatic.
Anthony!
That's right, that's Anthony. Now, who's Anthony? That's Anthony LaBruciano of LaBruciano Roofing and Exteriors. Now, he's a buddy of mine. I've known him for a long time. He does incredible stuff. When it comes to your home's roof, need to look no further but Anthony. All right? Because, look, you're talking about a scary deal. Your roof, you're looking at, it looks worn, you might have some cracks, you look at this siding, same thing. Make sure you trust Anthony Lanthony LaBruciano, his team. He's one of the few roofers in the area that has earned the prestigious honor of CertainTeed 5-star select shingle master. Now, what that means is you get the best warranty to business. 50 years from the manufacturer, 25 years on the expert workmanship. LaBruciano Roofing has repaired or replaced about every kind of roof out there. Call them now. Schedule an in-person on-site estimate. Check out their hundreds of five-star Google reviews. LaBruciano Roofing experts will explain your options, give you the peace of mind. You're dealing with the best. You are. Call them. 610-265-ROOF. 610-265-ROOF. Or you go to paroofpros.com. LaBruciano Roofing, the shingle master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 12 o'clock. 12:30, excuse me. Jeez. Time's a-flying. 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Get 0% financing for 72 months of $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more, servicefirsthvac.com.
On a day like today, I'm cool with the time flying.
Yes, I am.
I just want to get to freaking 7 o'clock, man. And I'm glad that it's at 7, dude.
We got Cuz's Corner at 6.
Oh, so you're the pregame.
Yes.
Work
the big brain on Brad. We'll go over. We'll build the same game parlay for everybody tonight.
All right, sounds good.
Have some fun. Chunas, let me get your opinion on something because I was unnerved today. I don't know why, but I'm driving the kids to school.
Okay.
And so I live in the Mullica Hill, right? My kids go to school in Woodbury Heights. It's probably, what would you say, 20 minutes?
Yeah, something like that. It's like a town past Sewell.
Right?
Yeah, something like that. Near Glassboro.
So, I'm driving on that Route 45.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop pulls behind me, one of those SUV, right? Right off of Main Street, not far off Main Street. So for the entire 20-minute ride, he's following me. I change lanes. He changes lanes. I went through a light. It was yellow. It was green, turning yellow. So I was clearly through it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was following me. He busted through the, his was yellow red.
Okay.
Bust through me, follow me, whatever. I turn off to go to the school. Sure enough, he turns off, of that main highway.
Yeah,
to go to the school, right by the Hollywood Diner, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Big fan of the Hollywood Diner, by the way.
So, yeah, Anthony loves it. Order pancakes and all. So I turn, you know, I turn right there. He follows me, yep. Turn right. And then I turn right in to go the back way where the school is. I have 3rd Street, whatever it's called. And then he went straight. And I'm thinking, was he, like, waiting for me to do something? It was like a 20-minute follow.
Maybe you wanted a yo.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's
like a 20-minute follow. And what is it about when the cop is following you, and you're like, dude, I'm innocent, right? I got 2 children in the car. I'm innocent. But yet you feel like you've committed all the heinous crimes in the world.
Yeah, I remember I saw...
Why is that?
I saw... This was a long time ago. Like, some sort of post. That might have been Facebook when I still did that back in the day. And it was one of those, like, you know, you don't ever really feel safe when you see this in your rearview mirror, right? And it's the lights because you think it's something on you, right? I actually was driving on 76 2 days ago. And, you know, I'm, like, 8 over, right? So, you know, obviously 10 is the line, right? Everybody says 10 is the line. I'm 8 over. And there's a cop car behind with the lights on. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So, I'm in the middle of the lane. I'm like, all right. And I move over to the right lane. And then, boom, he keeps going past me. So, I was like, all right, he's going after
skate.
But I'm like, I thought he was coming. I'm like, dude, come on, man. What did I do?
Right.
Yeah. And you're getting tailed. Now, remember, I told you this once.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out what I was doing.
Listen, I was
going the letter of the speed limit.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not a cop, but I would imagine
But it was almost like, you know, they were, it was like, it felt like, now, I could be making the whole thing up, and he had to just go there.
Could have been.
And he was just following me anyway. But he didn't pass me, changed lanes. And when I made a right, he made a right off the main thoroughfare. I'm thinking... What are you trying to do?
It could just been the line, and then he turns around. I mean, I've had that when you're getting close to the bridge. There's a cop behind you, NJ cop, and then once you get to the bridge, they get off the exit prior at Camden. They loop back around. They drive on 55 the other way.
It's just weird. You know what I'm saying? But you do feel unnerved.
It's eerie. I remember I was leaving Beers with Bob once, and Bob and I did a show. Oh, man, I forget where it was. It was far away. Far away. It was like an hour away from here. And it was a bar in the middle of, like, nowhere, right? You know, you pull out of a bar, and there's a cop right across the street. The cop followed me for, like, 25 minutes, because they're probably like, all right, this guy just left the bar. It's a Wednesday night. Let's follow this guy. Nah, I didn't drink. I was doing the show. But for, like, 25 minutes, man, I put the car on cruise control at 35 miles per hour, because that was the speed limit. Because I don't want anything happening to me. I don't want to get pulled over and get a ticket for nothing.
Interesting, though, isn't it? Like, how you feel? Like, you know.
Yeah, you know.
And all I keep thinking about is, in my mind, all I'm thinking about is, let's go.
Yeah. What did I do wrong? Yeah. What, you know.
But no, I'm thinking the Sixers. Then I got, like, I'm thinking, let's go, Sixers. I'm trying to. And then I got the guy that keep checking the rear view.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, dude. I wanted to pull over and go, did I do something? Am I bothering you?
I have pulled into a parking lot to, like, see if they keep going.
That's interesting.
I've done it before, you know. Just be like, all right.
I'm excited, but I am pensive.
Yeah, so you're just nervous about everything today.
And that's what I was about to say. You're leading it into the moral of the story. The moral of the story is... I'm on edge, and having a cop tail you at 7:30 in the morning just adds to it.
Keep stirring the sauce. That's you.
Like,
Karen!
You're looking at the helicopters.
Karen!
Oh, don't let the sauce burn.
Don't let her touch the gravy. Keith, you're on 97.5 of the Fanatic. Yo, Keith. Keith, come to the phone. Keith. No
That's
good.
A huge loss.
Lou! Hello, Lou!
What's up, fellas?
How are you, Louie?
All right, so I'm doing good because yesterday we talked about culture and the front runner and the inconsistency and all that, but that was for yesterday. That was for the day off. Today's game day. And what I've started to come to realize is that sometimes, I was told this by a very wise man. He said to me, son, sometimes, my dad, he says, son, sometimes when you lose, you actually win in life. And I kind of think we're in a prime position. We got a good opportunity here. So I wanted to call today because I know regardless of the results tonight, your phones are going to be blowing up tomorrow, and it's a Friday. I think we got the win today.
Okay.
We're going to secure the dub. We're going to force game seven on Sunday. So I wanted to get in before all this transpires because what I think here, especially about the conversation we had yesterday, is that on Sunday, it is going to be a war, okay? And there's going to be those moments where the come-to-Jesus moments for the team where the dog has to come out to win this series and to ultimately change the culture of what's been happening for the past 4 years with this process, and especially for the true MVP, my man number 21, Joel Embiid. The dog has to come out. And I think we got this opportunity in Miami, game seven on Sunday. Of course, we got to get through tonight. But I think we will handle business tonight. And ultimately, it will be game seven with a culture shift. And we head to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in over 20 years. Tune in, play the song.
I love it. I love that, Lou. I love that. Sunday, he makes Sunday his day after the win tonight. And he just goes, I will go dominant.
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
Dude, I want to dominate.
I'll give it a second.
All right. I let it play, man.
Man, I'm trying to dominate.
There you go, dude.
It's gonna be a nightmare for that.
That's right. The Embiid. The Embiid.
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
Trust the process.
Let's go, dude.
Most unstoppable player in the league.
John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic, John.
Yo, cuz. What's up, buddy?
What do you say, Johnny? How you feeling?
I'm fired up, cuz. I'm fired up. Getting excited, man. Andrew, your reference there to, what is it, Goodfellas, right?
Yes.
Goodfellas?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like one of the 12 movies I've seen.
Dude, I was dying in my car here. Out of breath, I was laughing. Listen, cuz, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Serious question. I'm excited for tonight. I'm excited for the schedule. But, Embiid, right? Do you think that if, let's just say, they go on to the finals, right? Whatever happens there, whatever. I'm not even going to try and predict that, right? Next season, let's say we keep Harden and the same thing happens, right? Guy gets injured, whatever. What do you think the outcome there is? Because I was thinking about this hard this morning. I know you guys have your morning thoughts. This is my morning thought. I got a little, I did your little thing. I got scared because I thought to myself, if he gets injured again next year, yeah, that's the one. I thought if he gets injured again next year, I mean, we're going to be in a really tough spot, right? What are we going to do there? Like,
I can't look at it like that because I don't believe in that. I believe that, again, you know, a broken orbital bone doesn't mean he's injury prone. It means, A, they should have closed out the series, but B, he took a cheap shot and his bone broke. I mean, it was a fracture. Like, I don't think he's injury prone. Like, now, does he... Yeah. The wear and tear is real. Like, I agree with that. Like, I think, you know, when you get a guy of his size, there is some wear and tear, but there's no other recourse. Like, he's your best player. You got to build around him. Like, there's no, oh my God, what are you going to do? Trade him? What's your recourse?
I don't know, cuz. I don't know. But
there is no recourse.
You're right, cuz. You know what? Forget it. Andrew, I need some bells. I need the song. I'm hype. It's a beautiful day outside. I'm just going to sit outside. You know what I got outside, guys? I got the setup outside. I got the two TVs.
Oh, do you?
Outside. Nice. Yeah, man. I got the little heater.
I love that, John. That's great.
It's not going to be cold. Yeah, my wife, you know, God bless her, but she had to have the TVs outside for when family comes over. So I think I'm...
Now, where do you live?
I'm all the way up in North Jersey, man. I'm in enemy territory.
And so you'll have a big... I like the fact that you wear your Philadelphia colors.
Oh, yeah, cuz, come on, man. Everywhere I go, I catch a hard time about it. And my wife, you know, she was born and raised here. We got a baby on the way, which...
congratulations!
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. It's my first one, and...
When's the baby due?
August 1st.
Terrific, brother. That's beautiful, man.
She will be a 76ers fan. Now, Tunis, play the song!
There you go! That's great. I'm curious as to the state of, like, paranoia. Like, I'm in such a paranoid state right now.
Yeah, your psyche's all thrown off, man. Another step in my plan.
I mean, that's not goofy. The paranoia is even more.
At least to it, though. Paid the cop.
I guess so, maybe. No, it's more because of the Sixers. It actually did manifest itself this morning when I was tailed dropping the kids off of school. I got one of Mullica Hill's finest.
Yes.
My man Chris is on the line. Yo, Chris. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yo, cuz.
What is it, my brother? You want to give me some advice here? What happened this morning, you think?
Well, listen, first of all, I live in Mullica Hill, but I'm a Camden cop, so I wanted to clear that up. But before I start, what's your pizza spot in Mullica Hill?
Dude, I am struggling for it, all right? So there's a pizza truck. Do you know the pizza truck?
Il Fuoco Dentro.
Yes!
It's incredible.
It's incredible, right, Chris? But the problem is he sells out of doughs. Like, sometimes there's no... Yes! Yeah, but it's Brett. It's my man Brett. He makes a great pie.
Dude, it's incredible. I do Marino's. Marino's pretty good. I'm right by there.
I got the Naples the other night. That was my childhood.
Yeah, you got the Naples?
Yeah, Christy went and picked it up. It was awesome.
The Anthony likes the Joe's. And then I went to one near you. Wasn't bad.
Which one?
Yeah, Marino's isn't bad.
Yeah. And there was one near Tunis that was pretty good.
But, yeah, I want to touch on the cop thing. Sometimes, man, you're just going the wrong way. Like, it's just, we might be going the exact same way you are. And
right.
Listen, I'm a cop. I'm driving into work right now, and cops get behind me, and I get nervous.
What is it? It's amazing because it's like, you know, I got two kids in school. I'm driving them to school, right, in the car. You know, and I'm literally watching the speed limit and doing the exact speed limit, right? And I felt like every time I changed lanes, I'm thinking I must be paranoid about the Sixers. Because every time I changed lanes, he was changing lanes. And then I get off at Route 45, he gets off. I'm going, I was going to pull over. Go, what did I do?
He's probably just going the same way as you, probably trying to get around you. Probably just kept trying to make a left. He was trying to make a left.
He's probably saying, hurry the hell up, dude.
That's got to be another thing, too. Because when you're driving around, Chris, if you're in a hurry and the people see you, they're going to go like the speed limit. You're like, all right, dude, I get you. No, I'm not pulling you over.
That's awful.
Right?
It's awful. I'm in an unmarked, and I'll drive down 55, and people will be going 35 miles an hour down 55. Like, I just want to go home.
Yeah. I get it, buddy. Listen, come on, Officer Chris. Tell Tunis what to do.
Listen, man, 10-2, keep your hands 10-2 and drive.
No. You misunderstand. I need you to tell him to play the song. There you go.
Play the song.
Thank you, Chris. Have a good one, brother.
Go Sixers.
Go Sixers, baby.
I'll take the 10-2 advice.
7-2.
I did that leaving the hospital.
What's that?
The 7-2?
10-2. Yeah,
I did. I don't know, the last time I did 10-2.
No, I don't double.
Leaving the hospital for the first time with the kid.
Yeah.
I was white knuckle.
Dude, I did that too. I drove from Pennsylvania Hospital to, you know, Robin Street. This is around the corner.
You're going white knuckle.
Yes.
The thing that pissed me off the most when I was driving home, I thought I was going to be the slow driver. There were people driving slower. And I was like, that made it even more dangerous.
I know.
Like, get off the road. All right?
I know.
Get out of the way.
We got Mitch. Mitch, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Mitch. Mitchell? No, Mitchell. How about AJ? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. AJ!
Yo, cuz. Yo, tune it.
You ready, AJ? You ready to?
I'm ready, man.
Oh, my man.
Today's a special day. You know, turning 30. I'm on my way down to 8.
Are you really? Congratulations, buddy.
Going to watch it in HD. You know what turning 30 means. That means JoJo is dropping 30 tonight.
I like that. I like that.
The only way to do it. Tune it. You know what to do. Play the song.
You got all your boys? Or everybody's going down, AJ?
I bounced.
I wanted more of a, you know, I wanted the itinerary.
Yeah, I would imagine he's not going solo.
Nah, he's going to AC, watch the game. I'm sure he's got his boys going down. Right? Raise a little hell on a Thursday night for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, he definitely.
30, you know, you're going to go down for the weekend.
Off, yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Until you take tomorrow off, you mean.
Yeah.
And you're ready to go.
That's awesome.
That's a good time.
Yeah, I'm excited for this tour this year. It's going to be a good time.
Well, you have the baby.
Bring the baby down, yeah.
Yeah, you have the baby covered up with the hats.
Yeah,
and the
grandma,
mic.
Grandma and grandpa, both sides, I'm sure, will be like, go ahead, go out. We'll take care of them. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, you'll be strong, dude.
It's nice that they're both down there.
You're going to be strong.
And her parents.
Yes.
Oh, it's nice.
That means will you go down every weekend?
Not every weekend, but, you know, we'll try to get down there pretty frequently.
Yeah. Memorial Day, 4th of July.
Right now, I took the Friday.
Key weekends.
I took the Friday Memorial Day weekend off. Now, if the Sixers are still in it, that will change. But right now, it's a four-day weekend for me. And I could see myself doing the two nights at one house, two nights at the other. So that means one night, baby, with the one side.
So that means you go out twice.
And then one night.
You got two nights out,
dude,
two nights out.
Yo, yeah. I've already planned this out, man.
That's smart. That's good work by you. All right. Coming up. Oh, Uncle Frank. What is Uncle Frank? I got to decide about his crate status.
I think it's just enjoyable in general, him being in the crate.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
That video was awesome. You know,
it was great. Uncle Frank in the crate.
Talking to the dog. Poor dog's like, what are you doing there?
I know. I almost went 11 free, though.
Maybe we see how the game's playing out.
But again, it didn't work.
Because somebody tweeted at me mid-game, game five, hey, get in contact with Uncle Frank. He's got to get out of the crate. Because they were losing. Like, it was losing bad, so he's like, mix
it
up.
That's insane. Like, that's why he's got to be, that's why
I'm saying he sits out for the start.
I say no crate. Well, let's discuss. Lots to do. Hey, let me tell you about NJ Diet for a second, because you know why? You've tried probably a lot of the usual weight loss gimmicks, right? You've counted points or eaten nothing but protein, drank nothing but shakes, and nothing really works. Guess what? I got one to change all of it. That's right, NJ Diet. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. With NJ Diet, you can lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Their program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements that are based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep the weight off. Not sure you can do it alone? Guess what? NJ Diet's with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. You'll get the doctor's personal email, phone number. NJ Diet's all natural, No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no surgery, none of that stuff. Locations close by, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia. Got you covered there. Also, live online video consultations right from your home for the kitchen table, like Belichick did the draft. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. Log on to NJDiet.com. Go to NJDiet.com. Lose the weight for good.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, it's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. How about it? 1 p.m. I spy the general. Hello, General T.Y. Johnson. How's the general feeling? He looks awfully chatty today.
It's a nervous energy chat.
How's he feeling? I need positive General T.Y. Johnson.
Yeah, you're not going to get that today.
Oh, man. Come
on. You can't force it.
What do you mean?
You can't just force me. If you don't feel positive, you can't force being positive.
I agree, but what is he feeling?
Not great, he said. Those are the words he said. Not great.
Come on, General. You're killing me, man.
Too much of a burden on a player who's not healthy.
He's the beast. You of all people, General. He's the beast. He can do it, General.
He says, is his face healed?
Doesn't matter. He's got the mask.
I mean, it's not.
The ball's not going to get hit on it. Going to hit in his face again?
Well, it could.
It's not.
And if it's not his face, somebody could grab his thumb. That's a possibility.
Okay, just stop. Let me grab the superhero.
I feel good. You don't have to worry about me.
Come on, General.
I can't force Ty into feeling good or not.
SWAT, SWAT, General, SWAT, SWAT. What's Bam going to do? Bam's going to do nothing in the face of the beast.
Because Bam stinks.
All right.
There's no saving him. We've lost him.
I even heard something.
He doesn't even think the Heat are good, just like you and I.
Well, then that's why they can win.
Like you said earlier.
They can win this
thing.
Just,
you guys have two different feelings toward it. You both said the same thing, and he didn't even hear you. You both said the same thing. He's not worried just about tonight. He cares about both games. You guys are thinking the exact same thing, but you, no. More positive, Tyrone more negative.
Let's just get in on tonight, General. You're the general. You know that you got to go. Task in hand. Of all people, you're my general. I can't have you thinking about Sunday. I need you thinking about tonight. Focus, General. You got to get.
Maxie will play better tonight.
You did that.
I sued you.
I said the same thing.
You guys are literally simpatico right now when it comes to all this, except.
People don't realize the general and I are really very similar. We think similarly.
We're like minded.
We are very like minded.
Just the emotions sometimes are different.
Right. General just
Which
sometimes,
is why he's a great general.
General sometimes skews a little negative, a little like he's a little suspicious, right? Where I'm not as suspicious, General's a little suspicious. Would that be correct, General?
He's a lot suspicious.
Well, I'm trying to paint you as not a tyrant, right? Like as more of a we're like minded in these ways.
By the way, two quick NFL notes.
A lot. It makes me laugh.
One thing not Eagles related. How about this week one matchup that you have on the sheet there? It's been confirmed. Jags, Commanders, Peterson v. Wentz.
Yeah, I almost want to watch the game.
Yeah, I will be.
Right.
I'm in on that. Except the Eagles
Dougie
are at 1
P.
o'clock.
Like, I forgot Dougie P's back.
And they had a ridiculous offseason where they spent a lot of money. Might not have been so smart the money that they spent, but they spent a lot of money, so they're trying. The other thing, obviously not everything is confirmed so far, but somehow the entire Bears schedule has been leaked. According to Dove Kleiman. And week 15, Eagles traveling to Chicago. That's a cold weather game.
What
week
is it?
15.
Week 15?
Eagles traveling to Chicago.
So week 15 is December. What would that be? December
19th.
15th to the 19th. Oh, December 18th is the Sunday. The week before Christmas in Chicago? That sucks for two reasons, dude. One, I was hoping to snag Chicago Philly sports trips.
Same.
Because you know Kincaid's going to be all over the Arizona one.
Dude, he's been saying this since the opponents came out.
Put his stamp on it.
The opponents came out when? During the season.
We as a show, we're going to go to Arizona.
And he just says it on the air.
Yeah, you know. Like, I got half a notion to go hijack the trip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, there's a part of me that was, because there's a petty part of me where then I want to just go put my big foot down.
All right. Sounds good.
You know what I'm saying?
Again, I've always.
First of all, I got a place for us to go in Arizona. Lincoln Kennedy's house.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
All right. I may get you and I to go and then we'll steal the party.
Wait, would Link Holder host everyone?
Well, I'm a private party.
You going to tweet out the address?
Yes.
Come here if you're an Eagles fan?
Correct. How about that?
Sounds good.
You want to do that?
I'm in.
Where are all the road games you want to go?
Dallas is, I would still want to do that one day.
Yeah.
I would want to go to enemy territory, yeah.
Especially Dallas. That would be fun.
That'd be fun.
Can I bring the general? I need the general on that trip, though.
You would need him.
The general open to that?
He's fine with going to Dallas. It's Christmas Eve. Then he's out.
Oh, no, it's Christmas Eve. No. I thought it was here Christmas. No, it's in Dallas.
Dallas.
No, I'm out on that. I'm not doing that.
I'm always kind of intrigued by Houston. Never been.
No, it's horrible.
Is it?
Horrible.
I hear like just the center portion is fun, and then obviously everything else stays.
It's too spread out. I'm not a big H-Town fan.
I would love to go to Chicago. It's going to be cold. I would still do it.
The week before Christmas? Yeah? You want to go?
I've been saying, I want to go to a game in Lambeau in the middle of the winter. I would love to go to a game in Chicago in the middle of the winter. I want to feel it, man. I'll wear a jacket. I'll be fine.
Wow.
Nightlife would be tough, you know, in the cold.
I would love. I tell you what, I'd be down with that.
I mean, Arizona sounds good too. I'm not gonna lie, but
yeah, we'll get Vince up here and we'll discuss it. The only thing is the Christmas thing is a big deal for me.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Especially you host the Seven Fishes.
Oh, by the way, how are you going to get away with the baby?
Yeah, we'll see about that.
You know what I mean?
Maybe we'll come with me. He'll be old enough to take care of himself. Yeah.
All right, listen. Let's go to we got to figure this out.
I texted Vince already today. So have fun tonight. It's a busy day for him.
Second schedule
drops, he's got to figure out when and where.
What are the other road games? I forgot. So we got Houston, Arizona. Indy, Chicago,
and Detroit week one. And then obviously you're Dallas, DC, and New York.
Dude, Detroit is not a bad idea either.
That's week one. Nice out.
That's a pilgrimage type of thing. Go take over? Motown?
Sounds like a good time.
It's not bad either.
Beat up on the kneecap biter, Dan Campbell.
Certain things you get like in your scope. You will never let go.
I just know it bothers you too. By the way, Slippin' Benny's checked in.
Oh, what's he say? Where's the fink at, by the way?
Well, I forgot to bring this up to you. The Fink tweeted in earlier, need you guys heavy today. I'm in hell.
Why?
I don't know. So I responded and I said, you saved me from the fiery pits of Philly Sports L last week. I hope I can repay the favor today because he tried picking me up last week.
But you were a mook last week.
I was. So
I told you Friday.
I know. So I'm hoping I can repay the favor to the Fink. Slippin' Benny has tried calling in, but we got full boards right now. He said the lines are busy. I was going to call in
I'm a big Slippin' Benny fan.
Get Uncle Frank out of the cage.
Okay, so Slippin' Benny says out of the cage. All right. Yes. So we got Uncle Frank on the line. Let's examine this right now. Uncle Frank!
First and foremost, gentlemen, happy Victory Thursday, my squad.
I like it. I like it, Uncle Frank.
Listen, Emma and I have something up our sleeve, Slippin' Benny. So, and I'll send you a note, and if you deem it worthy, then we'll go into action.
I'll tell you what, Uncle Frank. Tell everybody, and let's react real time, because this way you can get started on it.
All right, Emma was going to superimpose Joe's mask on me in the crate and Josie on the sofa.
Superimpose. Oh, Emma's got great skills too. Yeah. But here's the thing, though. I like you in the mask on the sofa. I want you out of the cage. The cage is done.
Yeah, listen to me.
That ran its course, but you in a mask, I can, listen, Uncle Frank in a mask, I can rock with.
Yeah, I mean, I've been icing up. I'm so bent over from that crate. All right.
Yeah, I think you're good on the crate. I think you're Slippin' Benny's right. We're going to get you out of the crate. I think, you know, the crate failed, so the crate is done.
All right, good.
All right.
Get rid of the crate.
Now,
Slippin' Benny, he's cool.
Now, does Josie have a doghouse? Outside?
Well, no, but the yard's fenced in. No, the crate's her domain.
All right, so, all right.
I'm going to strategize a little, boys. You know, I'm thinking if Joe can establish himself down early, right?
Okay, I'm here.
Tighten up that defense. I think that's a good thing. The old butt in the gut, and you know, why not go inside out early?
Go inside out early. I like that. All right. Yeah. I think I think you want to go to Joe early. Remember game four, Embiid early established a lot, and then Harden finished.
Yes, because right. It tightened it up, their D, and it
loosened it up, right? Yep.
So, look, I'm confident, and I'm so certain that Andrew, lower the cone of silence because I don't want my wife to hear this.
Good to know she's still alive after you sacrificed her.
I took her off the spit, and
okay.
Here's what I did. I booked Josie a one-way ticket to South Beach on Sunday, so. I think we're good.
Oh, we got a rally dog. All right.
Yeah, a rally dog. She'll go with the sixth man. Maybe she could sit on his lap.
Yeah, I'm a big sixth man fan.
Frank, yeah. I'll be honest. I'm impressed. It was a good call today.
Uncle Frank. Uncle Frank, you're strong, Uncle Frank. You're in playoff mode, yeah, Uncle Frank.
It's game day.
Andrew, do it!
Wow. You know, normally we say as Embiid goes, the Sixers go. Hey, as Uncle Frank's calls go, the Sixers go. It was a good call.
I'm impressed. All right, we're feeling good. Ryan in Manioc. Yo, Ryan.
Hey, what's going on?
Ball is back, brother, right?
That's an automatic hang up. Sorry.
You can't slip off?
No!
You can't slip in Manny?
No, you can't slip in Benny a father.
I mean,
come on.
No, listen.
And he's going Father Karen's, you know? Come on, man. Listen, with all due respect.
What was he complaining about?
These Karens.
Why didn't you say?
Yeah, come on.
But no, but listen.
I hear you.
But listen.
Come on, man. You can't slip a.
I'll say you.
All right, fine. He's a 5-minute major.
You zap him, right? But he can come back. Let him come back.
We'll see about that. He's not even a 2-minute minor. This is This isn't 2 minutes for hooking.
You come back, brother. You give 5 minutes call.
Five-minute major, man.
All right, let's hit out the 5 minutes and call back.
I got to let the dump come back it first. Was, listen, that sound?
He knew he messed up.
I know he did.
That's why I'm lenient. It wasn't like he was coming out, you know, mother-fathering. He came out. It was a slip job.
Listen, he seems like he's having a rough day. I feel bad for him.
It was a slipping Betty.
He sounds like he's having a rough day, and I feel bad about it. But come on, man. You drop a file, it's an automatic hang-up.
All right. Let's go to Ben. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Ben!
Yo, cuz!
Are you ready, Ben?
I got some very important stats for you guys about tonight. Heavy analytic stuff. Usually like that, but it's important. You ready?
Yeah.
We are 2-0 against the Heat when I attend the game, and I'll be there tonight.
All right.
Okay, so you have seen them twice beat Miami. Give me the dates.
I'm talking about in this series.
Okay. You went to both home games.
Correct.
All right. And you got a streak going.
Even bigger stat. 4-1 overall this playoffs when I'm in attendance. So I'm going tonight. I had to make the executive decision last minute to do it for the squad.
You know what?
Work out of you.
I appreciate that, buddy.
And last one is I gave you the Slippin' Benny guarantee one time prior. That was game 6 of the Toronto series. I keep them in my pocket. For a rainy day, I don't let
them. Okay, wait. Now, let me ask you a question, because I don't know if I want to use it now or use it Sunday.
Got to get to Sunday first.
I've been thinking about this a lot this morning.
Yeah, but listen, I feel good about tonight. If I can get the guarantee Sunday, then I want to save the Slip and Benny guarantee for Sunday.
All right, let's do this thing, cuz. Let's do this. Uncle Frank's out of the cage tonight with the mask. That gets us the Game 6 win, and we're going to save the Slip and Benny guarantee like a Willy Wonka golden ticket
yes.
for Game 7.
I love it. I love it. That's the plan!
Yes!
That's the plan, Ben!
We're doing this thing. Judas, play the motherfucker song!
That is the plan, my man. That's the plan. Got it. You have to admit, that's a strategic move.
Yes, very strategic. I agree.
You're ready just to jump on the guarantee tonight. I need the guarantee Sunday. Man, Sunday will be, dude, let me ask you a question. Because we both think they're going to win tonight. We got to wait all the way to Sunday for Game 7.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
That is going to be a torturous.
This series has been one day off each time.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, Game 7, we have to wait two extra.
You
want to
talk
day?
About the, being in the title zone. This is the title zone.
You're going to be sitting in a corner in your house for 2 days.
Yes. Yes.
Thank God you got your Saturday morning show. At least that kills some time.
Yeah, we got a couple of Little League Heat games.
At least that kills time for you. Everybody else who's off just kind of sits there. Stares at the TV.
Oh, my God. Here's who we play. We play the Main Street Mashers tomorrow night. And then the Blue Jays.
I feel like a team that has a name like the Mashers, they're usually not good. So, what's the run line?
No, I don't know, dude. Listen, because there's a team, the Assassins.
Oh, well, I'd be terrified.
They're a great team, the Assassins. You know. Although, I will tell you, because the Heat... Showing up strong. 8-1.
Oh, dude.
Coach Warren.
I'm laying it.
8-1, dude.
I'm laying it 2.5.
8-1. Coach Warren, man. It's got him off to a blazing 8-1 start. Kevin's in Mantua. Kevin! Kevin!
Anthony! Tunis! I'm a Clearview graduate, Tunis.
Yes.
Where did you graduate?
2012, 07,
I graduated.
Dude.
Okay.
My sister was 08, so you guys are, you know, we're practically family.
Yeah, yep. So let's listen here. What's MB going to do tonight? If I see him come out with that look in his eye, he is going to drop 40. A 40-piece. You hear me?
Yes. I love a 40-piece.
The 40 spicy-piece nuggets is what he's dropping. He's coming out with that look in his eye. He's dropping it. But, hey. To the area around there.
Yes.
You never tried Naples?
Yeah, I did. I got to be honest with you. Like, you know, it's all okay. But there's nothing like, you know, this pizza truck is awesome, but I'll be honest with you, I'm struggling food wise out there.
Man,
the city's I miss the city.
Yeah, I go over to the city all the time for my cheesesteaks and my roast pork sandwiches. But yeah, you know, I
it's good. I mean, there's some good stuff. Like Naples is nice. All these places, Marino's nice. All this place we order from them and all that stuff. But
yeah,
I missed the
40-year-old man. I'm trying to sign him up for T-ball over there. Where I'm at. So
nice.
I'm not too far from you guys, but I got to get them going. I'm having
nice.
I'm trying to get them to throw the ball. So.
Good. Work with them. It's the greatest gift ever, having your boy playing sports.
And I listen to you every morning, every day, and I hear you talking about your little ones, and I vision myself with my little one, how you doing yours. So I'm proud. I'm proud of you, dude.
I love it. I'm so happy, man.
So just like we do the Eagles, the EAGLES, when we scream it out the window, hey, Tunis, play football!
How nice is that? So my man Scott. You ready? The Heat will carry the momentum from Game 5 and bury the Sixers in Game 6 tonight.
Thanks a lot,
Scott Robinson. What?
Enemy of the Lons.
Scott is just a cretin.
Yeah.
No, Scott.
He's an enemy of the Lons. Come on, man. That's a violation.
I just saw the message. Then he sent me another message. Cuz, weren't you pro Girardi when they hired him? Can't blame Klentak now.
Wow, this guy stinks.
First of all, Klentak was the GM.
Yeah.
What are you, goofy? Klentak was the GM, Scott.
How's that outfield that he drafted?
Are you out of your mind?
Adam Hayes is not here anymore.
And then he hits me with the Heat. Well, bury the Sixers in Game 6?
Wow, dude.
And I love Scott.
Oh, man.
He said, I have a bad feeling. I'm sorry. You need to talk me off the ledge. I want to push you over the ledge. I love you, Scott. I'm trying not to, you know. Come on, bro. Call up. Oh, come on, Scotty. You disappoint me, bro. Game 6, the momentum, they're going to bury the Sixers? Listen, if they bury the Sixers...
I ain't coming in.
Oh, my God. What? Scott, please, whatever you do, change whatever it is that you got going on. You're giving me... If they lose like that, it's your fault. I'm going to put it on you, Scott. And I love Scott, but I'm putting it on you, dude. All right, let's talk about the Bet Parks app. Judas! I can't see a burial. Sixers are the favorite. And how about this? By the way, real quick, bet them first quarter. They're going to come out focused tonight. They're laying one first quarter. Bet them first quarter. And then you can also check out on the Bet Parks app, the official presenting sponsor of the 2022 Sixers playoffs, this great plus 760 odds boost promotion for tonight. All customers get a plus 760 on Embiid, Harden, Tyrese, Tobias, and Danny Green to score over 10 points. You get an odds boost of plus 760. Get in on the action now. Max bet 10 bucks. Website's got the terms and conditions. Go to betparks.com right now or on the app, the BetParks app, for this odds boost. All customers get this plus 760. The Embiid, the Beard, Tyrese, Tobias, Danny Green, they all score over 10 points at plus 760. BetParks, where the odds, bets, slots, and games all come together in perfect harmony right in your pocket. Got to be 21 in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hard to fathom, but this game four tonight weighs in as another must win for the 76ers. Harden with it to the corner. Here's Danny Green. Seven threes Friday. One tonight. Baseline right. Danny Green for three. Harden with the setup. Here's Harden colliding. Oh, man. Lowry goes down. James for three. That's good. Kyle Lowry flops. And Harden trades a train. And now the Sixers can tie it with a three. Harden to Green. He fakes. He shoots left wing for the tie. And it's in. 44-all. Harden with the dribble. Harden to the right baseline. Tobias with a slam. Harden threads the needle. And a two-hand stuff by Harris. Here's Maxey driving on Jimmy Butler. Maxey hangs off balance shot, rim and good. 4 seconds to go, and Maxey got it to go. Harden one-on-one with three. Three-point shot is good. Over the top. Harden is coming up. Outside left, got to get going. He can shoot. Tucker guards him. Bam is running to L. Here's Maxey for three. It's good. He's at it again. 5 straight points to begin the second half, and the Sixers by 11. Embiid with it, with his back to the basket on the right perimeter, dribbles away from Butler, and Adebayo shoots it, good, and a foul. Adebayo knocked him down, and Embiid makes it. Over to Shake, into Niang at the foul line. 8, he turns on Hero, off balance layup, it's good. George Niang is able to score it down low. Harden across midcourt. Harden with the dribble, he's going to shoot a three, it's in the air, it's good. The biggest shot of Shake. Here's Harden for three. It's in. Over Adebayo. He pours in a left-handed tray. And the Sixers by 10. Maxey to Harden. Harden for three. Shot up. And good. He delivers again. James Harden cashes in a three. Back out to Oladipo guarding James. Three to shoot. Three-point shot by Harden. It's good. Harden with a career game for the Sixers. 8 seconds.
I'm ready to go right now. Tunis.
5 hours and 25 minutes.
Steve Wrong.
That
was Steve Wrong. I give it a muscle emoji on that one, bro. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Hey, Harden. McGinnis is awesome.
He's just incredible.
Hey, got a yo.
Yo, right?
Because we got a yo.
Yo.
All right. So I give a yo to Mackenzie Woods and her fiance, Randy. It's Randy's birthday today. You ready? Now, it's his birthday. She's dying for the yo. He's wearing the Tunis Play the Song shirt. The last Sixer playoff game they watched on his birthday was the Kawhi game. the Doink
3 years ago today.
And McKenzie and Randy need redemption.
Yes.
Tonight is redemption.
See, it's
McKenzie,
funny.
You got redemption tonight.
I'm sorry I'm delayed, but the same Randy, another yo, this from my buddy Jamie, who I actually graduated at Temple with, he actually reached out to me saying, hey, can you give a yo for my buddy Randy, his birthday today? So two separate people wanted to give Randy a yo today for his birthday.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Randy's got good people in his life.
Clutch City says... Sixers win tonight behind a 30-piece from the Beard. Like that, Clutch City. 30-piece. Scott, I'm pumped up and don't want to be the bad guy. I'm just tired of being let down by them. These are all messages on the gram. What do you have to say to that, Tunis?
Then why? What's with all the awful energy? Like, come on, man. Let's go. Let's go. I hate the living in fear. Come on, let's have some fun tonight, man. They're winning today.
Matt Oakman has a good, interesting story. NBA playoffs, how often do home teams win all seven games? It's kind of interesting, right?
Yeah,
so, the home team hasn't held serve like that. You ready? Since 1991.
Wow. Okay.
And not only that, but by going back to 2003, the first year, the first round went to best of seven. How about that? Can you believe it? How often has the home team won all seven games? In the finals, it's pretty wild, man.
We just have to hope that the Sixers win tonight.
19 out of 74 series that have gone seven games, that's it. How about that?
Just have to hope that the Sixers win it tonight. And if they win it tonight, they can continue that trend on Sunday.
I like that trend, Matt. I do. Jay wants a yo over at Thomas Chevrolet. All six it up for the big victory tonight.
Because we got a yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
DB and Jay, shoot or be shot. Tim, he says it. Redemption. Sixers in seven. Tim C7. Play the song, Junis. Remember, Justin says, remember the picture. Joel's the hero waiting in the dark for the villain to strike. And tonight, we're facing elimination. Joel strikes.
Run, stand up and cheer.
Mike in Delran. Michael. Hello, Michael.
What's going on, cuz? How you doing?
We're doing great, man.
Yeah, you know what? You are, and I gotta thank you guys. Like, when I called in, I was ready to be kind of down and morose. I was worried.
Jack. No morose out of Mike. Mikey's not morose. There's no Mikey morose.
I can't do it anymore. I need Harden to step up today. I need him to look around at this team and realize that Joel's banged up, and he's been carrying the whole team on his shoulder. He needs to have another game like he did the other night. He's got to. Because I'm telling you, I'm tired of these, like, I can't take another series where it's, like, slowly taking the Band-Aid off, right? With the Kawhi shot and then that Hawk series and then the way this one's going down, it's got to win, cuz. They got to win. So I'm feeling better. I think they're going to win tonight. And I'll tell you what, they win tonight, they're winning game seven. And we're going on to the next round. Judas, play the
song. I like it!
Look at that. No morose here. VG says, my magic number 18 and a half. If Maxi goes over, they win. I like that. I see that. Oh, you see that?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. I like that.
Well, he might do that in second half alone, like last time.
That'd be awesome.
Let's go to Kevin in Mantua. Kevin!
Yo, Tunas. Yo, Ant. How are you guys?
We're going great, Kevin. Come on, man. Give me brilliant.
Dude, I'm excited. So I'm guaranteeing we're winning tonight, and I'm driving down to Miami for game 7. Pumped.
You're going to drive down to Miami for game 7.
Well, Ant, I need to cleanse my soul because I called you 3 years ago driving back from Toronto, and it's just a really bad day. So I'm ready for that.
Yeah, you need a cleansing, my son. You need a cleansing. I will cleanse you. You need to go down because you were at that Toronto game. This is your redemption. They will win tonight. You will drive to Miami for game 7, and ye shall bring home the conference finals. All right? That's your mission, Kevin.
That's my mission, yep. And I just want to say I'm a proud Clearview alum, too. I graduated with your sister, Chin. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh,
look at that. I like that.
She's a very nice girl, so good family.
She's all right. No, she is not. <nice. laughs>
Tell them what to do, Kevin.
Tunis, play the song.
There it is. Song shall be played.
So we had two Kevins from Mantua call in.
It's a double Kevin.
And one was 07, one was 08 at Clearview.
That's wild.
Weird.
That's wild. And I on the line with this, I got the one, the only. I hope he's in better spirits. I hope he's bringing home a victory. The Fink. Hello, Fink.
And Tunis, how are you guys doing today?
More importantly, how are you?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I got to apologize. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. I was worried. I was nervous. I'm anxious.
Yes, I'm pensive as well. I mean, let's face it. Game 6.
And then now we got Tunis on board. I got you back on board. Flipping Benny's on board. Uncle Frank's out of the cage.
I got Uncle Frank out of the cage for the game. I did, yes.
It feels like the tide's turning.
You know it.
And then I just keep on thinking. A couple days ago when I called, I said, we're going to tie it up 2-2, and we're going to lose game 5. I said, the first game, Seth, that we're going to win on the road is going to be game 7.
Yes.
In Miami.
Yes, the first game, they will win on the road, will be game 7. In Miami, Fink!
We got Embiid, the real MVP, coming home on our court tonight.
That's right.
We have the top 75 NBA player in James Harden. We got young Mad Max. We got the guys blown out by 35 pissed.
That's right.
Heck off.
That's right.
So I came around, and we're from Philly, and it's Philly versus everybody all the time.
That's right.
And I'm not going to stop fighting until we get that Larry on freaking Broad Street.
You better be there. I don't want any of this. Tell him.
Tunis, play the song.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the Fink we know and love.
That's it. Come on now.
I'm glad he's in better spirits, man.
He needs to be. It's not for the faint of heart.
He's a true soldier of the line,
listen,
man.
I need soldiers, man. And this is not for the faint of heart. I can't have you with this, Scott.
No.
They broke my heart. I can't have it. Scott goes, they broke my heart since 1990. I don't want to hear it. All right? I need a soldier. My man Rudy says I need a soldier. You need soldiers. Come on now. I need soldiers out there. You're down 3-2. What are you going to do? Is this it? They got to get through this round, man. You want the MVP? You show everybody tonight. You win. Then you go to Miami and you take over South Beach. You make it to Fontaine and Embiid. Fontaine red and blue. That's what you make it.
All right.
Uriah. You're on 97.5 of an attic. Uriah. Yo.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, hello. Yeah, this is Ryan from Manayunk. I wanted to apologize first and foremost. I went a major penalty.
Oh, hey, Ryan. But no, listen, you're fine. I know you dropped the mother, hey, father. That's okay.
You're out of the box.
He's free from the penalty box. He's allowed the call.
The goalie's smacking the stick on the ice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I waited 20 minutes because I knew I messed up. So
that's all right.
I wanted to say, you know, I'm having a rough day. The only thing that's keeping me going is you guys playing that song. And, you know, I'm going to have a beer after work, a shot of Jameson. I'm going to watch.
Shot of J-Mo and a beer is good for you. Good for the soul.
Hey, let's go Sixers, Judas. You know what to do. Play the song.
That was better.
What? Yeah,
he came out of the box.
He didn't drop any F-bombs.
He came out of the box. The defensemen weren't paying attention.
He didn't drop any F-bombs. No F-bombs. He was good. He's having a bad day.
Yeah, listen, I hear you.
Listen, you have a bad day. You get on the stage, you get a bad day.
Yes. S happens.
All right? It does. Gee, mama. You're on 97, Father Fanatic, G-Mama.
How are you, boys? How are you
doing? What's going on? What are you doing, G-Mama? You ready for the game tonight?
Stand up and cheer. Number one.
He's going to the game with the sixth man.
That's a huge loss.
G-Mama. Oh, you're breaking up.
That's a huge loss.
Damn, G-Mama. You're on 97.5 the night of Keith.
Anthony, shoot it. Let's get this win feeling back, baby.
Come on.
That's his last game. I had to dig a bit further back. Go with me here. I'm talking game 4 at the Forum, 1983. Here's Dr. J himself before game 4. We feel like we are done. We are down 3-0. All their guys are 110%. We're going to play our best game of the series. Best game of the playoffs. Tonight, Embiid, let's get that crown.
Baby. I like you summoning 1983 at the Fabulous Forum in Los Angeles with the great doctor, who turned out to be a fink, but that's okay.
Hey, we got this. Hey, I believe. Let's play the song, baby.
There it is. He's playing it. How do we feel about quoting Julius? Listen, I think I'm ready to forgive the doc.
No!
I am.
Jokic just got the award yesterday at his horse stable.
He got it in Serbia.
Yeah.
Jokic was in Serbia collecting the MVP, which is an affront. Not that he was in Serbia, it was an affront that he actually won the award. And again, it's amazing, right? Because not for nothing, like, I looked at Giannis last night, and if not Embiid, then you got to go Giannis.
Yeah, which is why it's even worse.
Right, I agree.
Until he issues
but
an apology.
I know the doc.
He needs to issue an apology.
I know the doc voted for the Joker.
You know what he needs
I
to do?
I know he was Alfredo. I know he was Alfredo. I get it.
Because he's done ringing the bell until he apologizes. Maybe.
He's still Julius.
Pre-bell ring, he takes the mic.
I feel like there's bad karma because of the doc situation.
He's got to apologize. I don't need to just allow him to come back. Apologize first. We are.
Well, I almost want to forgive.
Okay, I'll forgive.
I need to forgive.
As soon as he apologizes.
If I forgive, that puts the goodness out in the universe. It's Julius. Dr. J, number 6. I know he voted Jokic. Believe me. And I was mad more than I was angry that he was Fredo and took sides against the family.
He gave the pity.
He
that's
was a
my
bastard.
Guy to
I agree.
He gave the pity. Oh, I'm pulling for him, though. That's my guy.
It was a pity move.
No, man. I'm sorry. Until he apologizes. YouTube is enraged. They say no forgiving the doc.
YouTube says don't forgive the doc?
Yep.
Bleep the doc. Is that what they're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. I think you're the only one that wants him back.
All right, well, forget it. All right, listen. I'm looking for something. I need this, Tunis. They got to get by this, Judas. They got to win. They're going to win tonight. Game 7 on Sunday, and they're going to win. All right. It's going to do it for us. Listen, I need you to root it in. All right? Root them in. We love you. We'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.